Fit Kids down below. But before we go to a break, don't forget, coming up on Thoughts After One, we'll talk with Jim Craig. Actually, it'll be the Doug and Eddie show. They'll talk with Jim Craig coming up on Thoughts After One. Also, a little bit later, we'll talk with Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub on Inside the Booth. Stick around after the game for the old Chicago postgame show. All that and more coming up. This has been the VRO Wireless pregame show right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night, but the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later, so stop in after the game. Swing by after the show. Grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's, now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today, now featuring late night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Applebee's Late Night. Come join the fun.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
It's Halloween hockey with its Tri-City Storm.
Friday, October 28th.
Watch the Storm
versus the Youngstown Phantom.
Kids in costume get in free
with a pay to know.
Plus one lucky fan will have a chance
to shoot for a car
from Midway Auto Group.
And that's not all.
There's also a free Rockin' Runza post-game skate.
It's all part of the scariest party in town.
Tri-City Storm hockey.
Storm versus Phantom.
Halloween hockey on Friday, October 28th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Viero.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the first period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Tonight, live from the Viero Event Center in the heart of Kearney, Nebraska, the United States Hockey League presents the Tri-City Storm hosting the Indiana Ice. A pleasant good evening and happy hockey, everyone. Skip Barry, as they get ready to introduce Jim Craig down below. And, well, we'll get ready for the first period here in just a second as the lights coming back up here at the Viero Event Center. The Storm, of course, having a special member in attendance here tonight with the Miracle on Ice. And we will get ready to set things up with starting a net to our left tonight. Once again, John Gillies on defense. It'll be that of Alex Barron along with Ryan Obakowski. It'll be Jacob Fallon along with Sean Corrali and Daniel Tarasov. The starting line up front for the Indiana Ice. That line's been very good so far. Corrali, 6 assists this season so far. He has 8 points total. 9 points right now for Daniel Tarasov. Has 4 goals, leading the line in goals. And leading the Indiana Ice along with Robert Policello, who also has 4 goals at the moment. So the Indiana Ice coming tonight with a very good line, and starting it to our right, it will be Phoenix Copley on defense once again. Greg Johnson with Tyler Ambergy, Thomas Nykopf with Kenny Brooks and Nick Lappin. They'll be the starting line here tonight for the Storm as they have the famous call, of course. And the one which Jim Craig was part of as they show the video here from that 1980 Miracle on Ice. Fans will get a chance to meet with him at the first intermission.
We have a very special guest at tonight's game for our ceremonial puck drop. Please give a warm welcome to gold medal goalie of the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team, Mr. Jim Craig.
So Jim Craig will come out and do the ceremonial puck drop, and the gentleman that will get to take the ceremonial puck drop will be that of Kenny Brooks, and we'll send over for the Indiana Ice. We'll send over there to captain, likely, Alex Barron. And I believe they're waiting for him. And it's a little confusion by the players. They do not know that they need to go take the puck drop over by the end of the carpet. So now they will take care of that and get a little bit of a photo opportunity. And now there's even more confusion. Now they need a referee to come over. So now they apparently a lack of communication towards everyone involved from earlier. So they'll get this taken care of. They'll do the quick ceremonial puck drop, a little bit of a delay in action, but we'll get the first period to start up here now as the captain, Kenny Brooks, with the captain from the Indian Ice, Alex Barron, able to take that there. And so we'll get ready for the opening puck drop out at the center ice circle as they will have a jersey presentation given over to the owner, Kirk Brooks, a Team USA jersey given over to Kirk Brooks. And that would be, of course, a Jim Craig's jersey replica. We'll get that over to him, and then they will roll up the carpet and get things going. And so with the Storm, of course, here tonight going against the best offensive team, the Storm defense, they're hoping to continue to stay put as they've been very good on their home ice this season. Team defensive-wise, in fact, going back into the preseason, the Storm only allowed one goal this season on home ice in four games overall, with the two in the regular season and in the preseason. The Storm doing a very good job on home ice, also eliminating quality chances for the opposition. Now, tonight, it's going to be a little tougher. The Indian Ice, they average five goals per game. That is the best right now in the USHL, and it's all about how you can get off to a good start. Tonight's New West keys to victory, that would be the penalty kill for the Storm. You've got to be able to kill your penalties here tonight against the Indian Ice, who have the very best power play. And for the Storm, they've got to score on the power play. No question about it. You've got to get some goals here tonight. It starts with the power play for the Storm, the third key. Offensive execution. That's tonight's New West keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney, located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West for the athlete and all of us. Doug and Addy talking with Jim Craig coming up on Thoughts After One on the Central Hydraulic First Division Report. We'll have that coming up in just a few, but the first period about to resume here as they get everything put back into place. The net in behind Phoenix Copley getting put back on the moorings, and the maintenance staff getting off the ice, and the linesman Nate Williams checking the net to make sure it is good. He deems it is as he pulls away, and the opening puck drop will come up here between Nick Lappin and that of the centerman Jacob Fallon. Of course, Jacob Fallon coming back from the University of Michigan to the Indian Ice here this season. As the puck drop right there is taken over, and it is Tarasov that gets the opening faceoff victory for the Indian Ice and quickly puts a shot towards the Storm cage, easily steered off into the corner by Phoenix Copley for the Storm. And now the puck all the way down the ice. Here goes Thomas Nykop getting into the puck first, slides up into the end boards, tries to control it now. As coming in from behind to support him is Nick Lappin, but now it's taken over here by Indiana, and the ice moved back out to the neutral zone where it's flicked ahead here. By Fallon, given off to Sean Corrali, a fifth-round selection by the San Jose Sharks in the National Hockey League draft in June. And now playing here once again with the Indian Ice after playing last season. Not putting up a ton of points, but still had very good production once again. As he's now watching Tarasov work towards the point. A shot coming in by Obakowski. Ryan Obakowski's shot goes wide. Here's Garon now with a shot. That one goes also wide of the Storm net. So far the Storm letting Indiana have a couple opportunities in their own zone, but now the puck knocked out to center. The ice trying to claim possession. They knock it ahead, and it is Bradley that had it but lost it. Storm now watching the Indian Ice take it back over. Here's Romig with it. A chance now down low for Bradley. An opportunity in front is trying to get there. It was Polisello, but couldn't get there in time. Here's the puck now. Klapik out on the ice. Turnover here is Romig in front trying to feed it to Bradley. Puck back along the end boards. In front, here's a shot saved there by Copley as he denies in tight Cody Bradley, who had a point-blank range opportunity, but that one gets steered away courtesy of the netminder for the Storm, who holds on to it. 18:37 to go here in this first period of play. The score is 0-0. Shots on goal. Indiana now with a total of three shots on goal. The Storm trying to see if they can get their first shot on goal here soon. Got to get after the Indian Ice. They are the road team here tonight, but they're starting off with a little bit more jump here in the first minute. Now the Storm work it back into the Indiana zone. Going back to retrieve the puck for the ice is Robert Garon. Garon tries to send it up along the left wing side. Now worked out of the zone here by the ice as moving in on the attack is Smolcinski. Here's the puck now sent cross ice into the Storm zone. Spicer will just knock it back to center and reclaimed here by the Indiana ice. Here's the puck brought in on right wing. Kukali now, his shot. That one gets blocked away wide and behind the net. Now as it's pushed back out to the left circle, Indiana in on the attack and still with possession. And with it now is Ballard Gion. Ballard Gion now looking around. Can't quite get to the puck. And now it's cycled back off into the left corner. And now in the left corner, still working Brian Sins. Trying to get after his man there. And that's Ryan Obukowski, or excuse me, not make that Andrew Meyer. He was down low. Meyer now once again gets it. Here's a chance now for the Indiana Ice. Bottom left circle. As moving with it is Scherer. Scherer back down to the point. It's Boyd with a shot to the net. Somehow redirects in on Copley. Copley makes the save. Rebound off to the side. And now Spicer gets a hold of it. Able to sweep it off to the right wing end. But the Storm get it back to center. The Ice get it there. And now it's Tim Lappin taking it back. Lappin will just steer it up into the Indiana zone. And with 17:10 left here in this first period, the clock ticking down. Storm finally get it down in the Indiana zone, trying to relieve some of this pressure. A big hit there into the Indiana zone as it is. That of looked like Nick Lappin in on a check there on Matthew Krug. There's Krug now speeding back in his own end. Kenny Brooks now in on him. Brooks with trying to initiate another big hit there on Krug. As Krug looks to him and gives him a little whack, but now back come the other way. The Indiana Ice with a shot blocked in front there by Greg Johnson as Tarasov had the opportunity, but Greg Johnson got in the way of the shot there for Tarasov. Puck back into the Indiana zone. We get an offsides here. That'll stop play here. 16:39 to go in this first period. The Indiana Ice all over the Storm so far as they have gotten a few more shots on goal than the Storm in the early going. Storm have yet to get a shot on goal, something they're going to need to do here relatively soon. Face off just outside the Indiana blue line. Right wing side for the Storm, left wing side for the Ice. It is won back here by the Indiana Ice as they go back into their own zone. Outside the right circle, it is Tim Bonner trying to get to it in the Indiana end, but it goes back out to center ice where it sends, sticking it right back in the Indiana end. Back around the boards, here it goes. Obukowski now, he's run into there, bumped along the boards. Play goes back and behind the Indiana net, and it is Alex Barron with the puck. Barron steers it back the other way. Ryan Obukowski sends it up the left wing side, cut down there by Spicer. Spicer just tries to send it up that right wing side, take him back over here as he plays it up towards Vecchione. Turnover, though, in the neutral zone. It was Tarasov with it. Tarasov lost it as it stops on him, but Corrali gets a hold of it and just sends it up towards the Storm zone where the Storm take it right back. Here's Johnson back the other way. A shot in on goal. Back to Klepek. His shot right in on Gillies, and Gillies makes two quick saves there as Johnson gets the first shot on goal, and Klepek getting to that rebound just could not bury it in past John Gillies, and it'll remain scoreless here with 15:52 to go here in this first period. As a very quiet crowd here this evening at the Vero Event Center so far, and the Storm haven't given them much to celebrate, but right there, first good quality chances. Johnson leading that charge, trying to create it. Here's Johnson now spinning around, and his shot towards the goal gets blocked away. Comes back to him. He sends it back behind the Indiana net. Now it is Klapik with it, just cycling it down low. Off to Johnson. Klapik trying to get it back now as the Indiana Ice steal it away. Knock it back to center ice. Flick right back into the Indiana end. But the ice control, as with the puck now, is Garon. Puck out to center. Taken back here by Klapik. Klapik sending cross ice in his own end. Giving off there to Hrabowski. Garon now gets it away as Hrabowski sent it up towards the Indiana blue line as it's now knocked back into the Tri-City zone, and Copley will cover it up here with 15:17 to go here in this first period. It is scoreless between the Storm and the Indiana Ice. Shots on goal favoring the Indiana Ice 6-2. So, face-off coming up. Left circle draw. It'll be Ballard-Gion with the draw for the Indiana Ice, winning it back towards his own blue, or excuse me, towards the Storm blue line, but Cacalli has to come out to center ice to get a hold of the puck, just fires it right back in the Tri-City zone. And off the left corner boards, Ballard-Gion trying to get to it there, but it comes now off in along the end boards here, and working along the attack side is Hilbrick. Christian Hilbrick looking back down low for Ballard-Gion, can't get it to him. Stolen away, the Storm have it, is Heikki Liedis with it, and Liedis will just try to fire it out towards center. Can't get it out. Smolcinski able to keep it in. Back into the right corner in the Storm end. It is Greg Johnson sending it up off the left wing boards, out to center ice. And with it there is Kukali, who just fires right back up that left wing. It goes all the way into the Storm zone, and back to retrieve it there is Greg Johnson. He'll take a check there from behind. No penalty there. Play continues on as it comes back to Johnson off the rebound by Phoenix Copley, who was able just to knock it away on the shot there by Ballard-Gion. Here's the puck up the left wing side. Heikki Liedis with it, trying to get a hold of this puck. Knocks a man off the puck there as the play will continue on outside that left circle in the Indiana zone. And with it now is Nick Lappin. Nice little shift move into the front side of the net as he comes back out front with a shot. Gillies makes the save and off the pads, and the play continues on. And along the end boards again, it is Kenny Brooks. He works hard down low along with Nykop. Puck comes back out to the bottom right circle. It is Nykop trying to get to it there. Hilbrick will try to steal it away. Storm now, their best offensive forecheck so far tonight. But now it comes to an end as Hilbrick will get to it. and was able to get it out to center ice where the Storm touch up in the first penalty of the night. It's going to go against the captain of the Storm, Kenny Brooks. Of course, the co-captain along with Nick Lappin once again this season. As a holding penalty here against the co-captain, Kenny Brooks. Time of this penalty here, 6 minutes and 11 seconds into period one, and the league's very best power play gets their first opportunity of the evening to go on the man advantage. 9-for-20 this season so far through 4 games at 45%. It's going to be a tough one. The Indian Ice will get, obviously, the offensive zone draw in the left circle. They win it here as Obakowski now has it. A shot to the net. That one misses high and wide up off the end glass. Play continues on. Down into the right corner, outside the right circle, it'll be Tarasov. He looks to try to get to this puck and try to push it back towards the blue line, but it goes out of the zone. It is Obakowski with it. Here's the play as it shifts all the way back into the Indiana zone, and with it, Obakowski, he plays it towards Corrali. Corrali just touch passes it ahead there to Tarasov, turned over. There's a good job by Durante's in the neutral zone, breaks up the play, but now it's Corrali just sending it ahead. Here's Jacob Fallon coming in, a 3-on-2 here for Indiana. Corrali in front, trying to feed it there to Ballard-Gion. As his shot goes well wide of the Storm cage, in along the end boards now with a minute 20 to go here on this Storm penalty kill as Kenny Brooks sitting in the box, getting 2 minutes for holding. Here's Obakowski, his shot. That one's blocked away by Durante's. Durante's stick breaks in half. He'll have to go off the ice, and quickly comes on Shearhorn and Bonner, as also coming off was Nick Lappin. And the Indian Ice back on the attack with the power play. In front, here's Corrali, a shot, and on net, save, rebound, shot, scores. And the first power play goal surrendered on home ice by the Storm comes a minute into the power play, and time of the goal, 7 minutes and 12 seconds in, as it will be the Indian Ice to claim the 1-0 advantage as a shot there from the blue line, able to work it down low. And trying to look at it here, it was definitely that of Daniel Tarasov able to help out lead that play down low. Corrali would get to it there, and Corrali able to get the goal. And we'll see on the official assist, but right now looking like one assist on that goal from what we can see that'll be announced. So it is Corrali getting the goal, his third of the season. Here's the puck back into the Indiana zone. We wait the announcement here. And now coming here.
Mark of the first period. The goal scored by number 7, Sean Corrali. The assist goes to number 79, Daniel Tarasov.
So the Indian Ice get off to a 1-0 start here as the puck goes outside the left circle, back to the blue line. It is Greg Johnson keeping it in, off to Klapik. His shot saved by Gillies. A great opportunity there for the Storm, but it'll be taken away here as now it is back the other way. The Indian Ice going back into the right corner. Puck will be taken back as it goes towards the stick of Krug. Romig for the ice. As the Storm try to get to it here, up off the right corner, it is Klapik. He can't quite get to it. Bradley has it. Bradley works it down low. Bumped into. Puck will go off in front. Storm kick it away, and right in front there was that of Greg Johnson, able to work it out back to the point. Here's a shot coming in from the blue line, but Kukali saved by Copley. Rebound in front, and the net comes knocking off its moorings here as Johnson checked into the net, and we get our first timeout of the evening as the Storm surrendered the power play goal to the Indian Ice. They're now 10-for-21 on the power play. You can see why they're going to be very tough this season with the kind of movement that they have. Again, the only assist right now on that goal is Daniel Tarasov. We'll see on who gets the second assist on that goal. We didn't see it on the replay, a bad angle there as it was from behind the play. But nonetheless, the Indian Ice, they have the 1-0 lead here with 11:41 to go here in this first period. Coming up on Thoughts After One, we'll have Jim Craig on the Doug and Daddy Show from yesterday. That's what's coming up here on Thoughts After One. Also, tomorrow, don't forget to tune into Classic Hits 98.9 FM as the Storm on the road from the Tyson Event Center as they will play the Sioux City Musketeers for the second time this season. The first time, by the way, in Sioux City for this season. The Storm will look to try to see if they can get their first road victory of the season, something they have not done just yet. Dubuque now leading 5-0 over the under-18 national team, by the way, at the second intermission. 5-0 is the score. And Dubuque already with that big lead. So Eastern Conference, no question. There's a lot of good teams, and Indiana's one of them. They already lead 1-0. Here's a shot coming in there by that of Hudson. He can't quite get it back on the rebound off the block shot. Now it's taken away, and the Storm come out to center up the right-wing side. Here comes Durante's. Gets held up a little bit there as it goes along the end boards. Kukali now checked against the boards there by Hakee Elitis. Play continues on. Forced turnover here as it will be taken here by Sean Murphy. Murphy trying to feed it into the slot there for Durantes. That one is broken up and taken back here as it is Hudson up the right wing side, giving off here to Meyer. Meyer with a shot from a tough angle. That one hit the side of the net, now played up all the way back to the blue line. Indiana keeping on the attack here. It's Garon now with it outside the left circle, having it here in front. Here's a chance for Meyer. His shot goes wide to the left. The Indiana Ice now just cycling it on the forecheck here. Storm have to find a way to get out of their zone and match this speed and intensity so far by the Indiana Ice. There's the play as it goes down into the right corner, taken here. Nykop will try to get it out. It'll go back to center ice. Kukali now with it. Passing off over now to Obakowski. Obakowski's shot, that one goes wide of the Storm gauge as well. Indiana just taking shot after shot. Now Baron's shot goes right in on goal. Blocker save made there by Copley. And the puck now pushed all the way up in the air out to center ice. Storm are just desperate to try to find a way to get a transition game going here out of their own zone. But right now the Indiana Ice forecheck working to perfection and keeping the Storm right now in their own zone. 10:25 to go here in the first period. A puck shot up into the Storm bench. We'll get the faceoff coming out to the center ice circle. And right now this crowd, nothing to celebrate. No energy at all in this building right now, which is not good for the Storm. Something they've had in the first two games. There's the puck now in the Indiana zone up the left wing side. Turn over here. Puck now bounces up off the right wing glass. Nick Lappin trying to see if he can help create a turnover. Could not. And is Barron now playing it to the Storm blue line up to Tarasov. Now off into the left corner there. Tarasov trying to work down low into that left corner. Checked along the play there by Peterson. Play continues on as it's Corrali now with it. The San Jose Sharks draft pick prospect able to just work it back into the front side of the net there to Fallon, who does not take a shot. Now back over to Barron. Now to Tarasov in front, trying to feed it right back there to Barron as he pinches up way from the blue line. And now it's Fallon with it at the blue line as he gets bumped into there by Peterson. Down low, here's now Tarasov. Tarasov looking at Fallon. It is Tarasov all the way back now to Barron. Down low, giving off there to Fallon. And the Indiana is just working into the Storm zone here as the Storm finally deflect one away, but Tarasov keeps it in. Here's Fallon now. Fallon fires it up into the slot, stolen away there. And it's Nick Lappin just getting to it and bats it the length of the ice. The Indiana Ice right now outshooting the Storm 11-4 with 9:20 to go here in this first period. 1-0 Indiana. They have a lead. And right now, sizably, the territorial advantage. When everybody talked about how tough this game was, well, so far, the first 10 minutes and 40 seconds of this contest has proven to that point that this was going to be one of the tougher matchups early in the season. Indiana Ice, they're going to score a lot of goals, and apparently on the power play, already now 10-21 on the season. Shot off the draw, goes right in on Copley. Copley makes the save. We'll redo the draw once again. This time, again, from that right circle to the glove side of Phoenix Copley. Copley already seeing 11 shots here. We're only a total of, actually, excuse me, that would be his 12th shot that he's faced. Copley's only 6 shots away from seeing what he saw in all of the game against Chicago last Saturday night. There's a big difference between the Chicago Steel and the Indiana Ice, no question. Puck now gets iced down the way by the Storm as they move it all the way down the ice out of desperation, but they're going to have another draw coming up in their own end with 9:01 to go here in this first period. Eastern Conference, you look at it, Green Bay, Dubuque, Indiana. You got to throw in Youngstown there. Team USA will be tough by the end of the season, you got to figure. And then, of course, you can't forget about Cedar Rapids out of that mix. And Muskegon, who's gotten off to a slow start, picking up a goalie here recently, John Keeney from Omaha in a trade. Here's the puck now taken back. Indiana touches up. The Storm are going to get their first power play of the night as getting tripped up in his own zone. Looked to be Greg Johnson. And now we get a tripping penalty here against the Indiana Ice, giving the Storm their first power play of the night. The Storm's 21st power play of the season. Let's see if they can score their first goal. It's going off will be Romig for the Indiana Ice. So the Indiana Ice getting their first penalty of the evening. Time of this one, 11 minutes and 10 seconds in. So, right circle draw coming up. It'll be taken here. Storm trying to see if they can win this faceoff. But do not, as Indiana gets to it in the ice now, charging up the right wing side. It's Hillbrick with it. The alternate captain comes down across the attack blue line, but that is an offsides there. As well ahead of the play was Cody Bradley. We'll call that back with a faceoff coming up outside the Tri-City blue line, just in front of the Storm bench with 8:38 to go here in this first period. A minute 49 now to go on this power play time for the Storm. It's Bonner now to take this draw once again. He'll take it against Jacob Fallon. And the Storm win this faceoff here on the off just in front of their own bench. Now trying to move up ice. Up the left wing side, it's Janssen. He just fires it up into the Indiana zone. Around the boards it goes. Off to Vecchione. Back to the blue line. Knocked back down along the boards there. But the Indiana ice slowing things down. Just willing to find a way just to get it out of the zone. Good job there by Bonner. Cuts off Barron's clearing attempt. And now it'll be Bonner cycling it back behind the net. Off to that right corner. Nykop trying to get it back to Bonner. Play continues on as it gets pushed away off to the right corner there. Owakowski's clearing attempt. This one successful as it rolls all the way back in the Tri-City zone. Janssen to pick it up there. He'll just play it away, giving off to Ambergy. Ambergy trying to keep it away from Fallon does. Passes out to the neutral zone, giving off to Nick Lappin. Lappin comes down across the attack line, in through the middle. Now goes to the front side of the net with a shot saved by Gillies. Rebound kicked away there, and now Corrali with it. Corrali up the left wing side, charging ahead, giving off to Fallon. His shot in on goal, saved by Copley on a shorthanded opportunity there. For Jacob Fallon with 7:41 to go here in the first period. Copley holds on. 52 seconds left here on the Storm power play time as Romig sits in the box on that tripping call. And now a defensive zone draw here for the Storm on the power play in their own zone. It'll be Bonner taking it here as it'll be won here by the Storm. Excuse me, make that rather Nick Lappin winning that draw. Here's the pass now up to the left wing side. Brian Sins giving off here. It'll be Kenny Brooks going down through the left circle. Puck is broken up there as the play will get pushed back towards center ice. And now all the way down the ice in the Tri-City zone. So far, the Storm, they look like the team that's on the road. They're trying to find a way to get collectively mentally sharp here in the early going. Here's the puck now passed off to the right wing side. Played ahead here. J.D. Peterson up to Klapik. Klapik will just shift his way up into the zone. Lost the puck as he pushes up towards that right corner, but Klapik gets it back, getting some help now from Kenny Brooks. Brooks back down low to Klapik. Klapik out of the corner, looking around, looks at the blue line. Good job here. Gets a handle on it from the high slot. His shot towards the net. That one goes wide to the left. Now trying to get it back there for the Storm was Sean Murphy, but now Romig out of the box. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Here's Hudson. Run into there by Durantes. Storm with it here as it'll be played up off the end boards here by Ambergy. Ambergy giving off here now to Durantes. Durantes getting some help as he knocks it out to center, but Indiana takes it right back in their own zone as it's played up the right wing side all the way down the ice. This will be icing here against the ice, or they wave it off. Well, that's bizarre as everybody in the press box expecting the icing call there, but the play will continue on as it goes all the way back to the blue line. It's Kukali now giving it off towards Romig off the right wing side, but it goes back behind the Storm net. And reclaim possession up here by the Storm as they knock it back to center. But Indiana, again, doing a good job breaking up that neutral zone opportunity for the Storm as the Indiana ice positionally very sound here in the early going of this hockey game. Under 6 minutes to go here in this first period. Back in the Indiana zone along the end boards. A turnover possibly there, and it is. Garon lost the puck as he lost his edge along that right corner. The play will go back the other way, and now here comes Romig. The Indiana ice still with some speed, but they lose the puck now. As it is taken back by the Storm, and now it is Tim Lappin with it as he tries to curl back around, and the Storm just slowing things down just a little bit here, trying to find a way to get out of their own zone. It is Sins out to center, trying to give it off there to Bonner. Bonner will try to play it over there to Shearhorn. Bonner will just spin around and just fire up into the Indiana zone as the clock continues to tick down here with 5:20 to go here in this first period. Out to center, Sins just fires it in on Gillies. Gillies makes the easy save there and just gloves it back down on the ice. Giving it off to his defense as the Indiana ice try to clear their zone. Good job here by Storm forecheck trying to keep it in, but Smolcinski now just knocking it to center where it's Roboski able just to stick it right back in the Indiana zone. Brooks now with a check there along the boards, trying to deliver a hit there on Matthew Krug. The play will go back along the blue line here into the Indiana zone. Storm touch up the blue line. Janssen's trying to get to it, but the ice go back the other way. His Corrali's dropping it backwards. A shot coming in there by Ballargeon, and nearly an opportunity there for the Indiana ice. Here's Janssen out delivering a big hit there, and on Janssen was Boyd, and now Peterson going to go right after Boyd. Here's Peterson going right after Boyd. They'll drop the mitts, and here goes Peterson trying to stir up the game a little bit here. Peterson getting a couple big whacks in, goes right after that of the punishing hit by Boyd, and it's Peterson locked up here with Boyd, and they're pinned up against the glass, and without a doubt, J.D. Peterson getting the better of that fight there, as it will be a fighting major here and a timeout on the ice as Boyd also trying to see if he can get things going here. R.J. Boyd But J.D. Peterson did not hesitate. He saw that big hit on Janssen, went right after R.J. Boyd. Good to see by J.D. Peterson. He went right after them, gave him a couple whacks, said, hey, we're going to go. And R.J. Boyd knew as well. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you're going to deliver a big hit like that, like R.J. Boyd, that's a good, clean hit. No question about it. But he probably knew something was going to happen there. And J.D. Peterson going after R.J. Boyd in that altercation and able to try to hopefully get the crowd a little bit into it here with 4:31 left in this first period. Time of the penalty here, 15:29 into period number one, as the timeout to clean up the ice able to also be taken here at this juncture. So 5 minutes for fighting for J.D. Peterson, and that's exactly what you want to see at this time of the year. Good for J.D. Peterson. You know, head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, is very pleased with his defenseman. When you see one of your forwards, especially like a guy like Soren Janssen, who led the team in scoring last season, take a big hit like that, you want to see a guy go right after the man. And that's exactly what happened. And kudos, of course, to R.J. Boyd, because he dropped the mitts knowing that was going to happen. Did not hesitate. That's a guy that's going to be a very good player overall, though, for the Indiana Ice this season, and R.J. Boyd. 6'3", 201-pound defenseman, and 21 penalty minutes coming in tonight. Well, he's going to add to that total, which currently leads the team. There's the puck now, sent around the boards as the Indiana Ice win the faceoff, trying to get it out of the zone. Gets played away here, and now it is Barron with it. Up along the left-wing side, Tarasov stretching a play up towards the right-wing side to Corrali. Corrali just chops at the puck there with a backhander. Can't get to it there, and the Storm now have possession of it. It is Kenny Brooks now playing it up off the left wing side. Nick Lappin failed to get to that puck, and now it comes back to Nykop. Nykop will just send it ahead, giving off to Nick Lappin. Lappin with a shot, comes in off Gillies, rebound in front, opportunity for the Storm. Gillies somehow with his 6'5" frame able to find a way to reach back with that left glove and cover it up with 3:58 to go here in this first period. It is 1-0 in favor of the Indiana Ice, who got their first goal of the night, courtesy of Sean Corrali, his third goal of the season. Right now, Tarasov, the lone assist on that goal. Off the draw, it'll be Spicer trying to get to it here. Played up along the end boards here as it's played around. All the way up to the right-wing side as it's taken over here. Bradley with it, pushing it ahead and playing it up into the Storm zone. Policello now with it as the puck goes up along the end boards here and it's now back down into the right corner. Played all the way around. Move back to the point. Kukali now with it. His shot to the net. That one's broken up. It's blocked away there in front. Now the play will continue on as it's played up down into that right corner. Klapik comes away with it in his own zone. Now retreats, trying to get away from Romig. Pass goes up towards that left wing side. Taken here. Soren Janssen looks around. Comes back to Sins. Sins will just try to work it away. And the Storm get it up into the Indiana zone where there's a big collision there. Spicer knocking down a man there. And that's Robert Policello. And now here's now Meyer coming onto the ice. Hrabowski now with it, just sending it up ahead as that draws a little bit of a reaction from the crowd. And now Janssen with a big hit there on Kukali. Also, the Storm trying to get a little physical here against the Indiana ice, see if they can get things going and back in their favor. Down 1-0 here to the best offensive team in the league. Up the left wing side, moving in on the attack. Here comes Garon. Down low, trying to feed it to Hudson, and skips by and goes back in along the end boards there towards Scherer, and Dan Scherer will watch the puck get deflected up and out of play. Faceoff will stay inside the Tri-City end with 2:39 to go here in this first period. 1-0 our score. Indiana out in front. Shots on goal favoring the Indiana Ice at the moment, 14-8. Now they say they're going to move the faceoff outside the Tri-City blue line, just in front of the Storm bench. Left wing side for the Storm, right wing side for the Indiana Ice. Storm win this face-off here, and now fired up towards the right-wing side, where it goes back into the Indiana zone. It's Krug trying to work it here. Now Bonner brings it back in on the attack, but offsides is Bonner as he got to that puck from behind the blue line, brought it in ahead of the play with two Storm players trapped in the zone as he tried to dart ahead to that net. 2:31 to go down this first period. Bonner to retake the draw here against Valor Gion. Valor Gion watching it be won here by himself. And getting it back there from the defense, Alex Barron, where they now work it back into the Storm zone. But Greg Johnson with it. Johnson looks to slide it ahead, giving off to Bonner. Now on to Sheerhornstick. Here's Shearhorn passing off to Tim Lappin. Shot towards the Indiana net. That one goes wide. Roboski will just send it back down into the right corner where it's played around here. And now poked away here as it goes up out to center. Smolcinski, now he has it. Centers a pass up into the slot. Tim Lappin takes down his man. This is going to be a penalty against the Storm. And for the second time tonight, the very best power play in the league is going to get a power play as the referee, Steve Thompson, the Lions go away tonight, Nate Williams and Ryan Mattson. We get an interference call here against Tim Lappin for the Storm. And so time of this penalty here at the 18:02 mark puts Indiana back on the power play. And the Storm are going to have to see if they can do a little bit better on the penalty kill here, not to let the Indiana Ice get any opportunities down low. Easier said than done, though. Power play goal that they scored, by the way, wasn't a transition from the neutral zone in on the attack. Wasn't necessarily a set play in the offensive zone. So we'll see if the Storm can prevent Indiana from getting some set plays here. Indiana on the power play wins the draw. Here's Tarasov with it. Passes on back now to Obakowski. Back to Tarasov. Outside the right circle. Pass back to the high slot. A shot in there by Obakowski. That one goes wide and goes back to him at the blue line. Here's the puck now. Bottom of the right circle. It is played back by Corrali to Tarasov. Down low, trying to feed it there to Balargian. Balargian just sends it right back to the blue line, giving back to Obakowski. Obakowski just fires it off to Tarasov. Tarasov back in the left circle to Balargian, who gives it back to Obakowski. Back down low, Balargian to Obakowski. A one-time shot. That one's blocked by Durantes and cleared all the way down the ice, back in the Indiana zone. A good job there by Durantes, able to make that block and prevent that one-time shot there by Obakowski from getting through to Copley. Team defense here. Rule number one, block shots. Up the left wing side, it's Corrali now. He just fires it back in around the boards there. It goes outside the right circle. As Fallon now has it, giving off to Barron. Now back to Obakowski. Back to Barron. His shot, that one's blocked there by Bonner. Bonner tries to backhand it out. Could not, as it's held at the blue line there. As Obakowski giving off to Corrali. The Sharks prospect gives back to Obakowski. Back down low, bottom right circle to Fallon. Back to Obakowski. Obakowski quarterbacking this entire thing here, pretty much the entire power play, as Corrali's one-time shot goes well wide. In up off the end boards here, and Barron's down low, giving off to Tarasov. Back now, here's Corrali with it. Top of the right circle. His shot redirects in on Copley. Copley just covers it up as it gets blocked away there. And Copley, with 25 seconds left here in this first period, able to hold on to it. As the Storm trail 1-0 and down a man for another 28 seconds, likely 2 seconds of carryover time will go into period number two if the Storm can stay put, as the Indiana Ice on their second power play of the night already 1-for-1. Now a faceoff coming up for the 16th time in this first period. Taken here, and the Storm win this faceoff. Storm trying to get it out of zone, cannot. At the left point, held in there. And with it was Matthew Krug as he passed it along the end boards there. As it gets worked back to the blue line. Now Bradley with it, a shot to the net. That one fanned on there by Bradley. Storm have a chance to clear. And now try to move up that left wing side. And it is Kenny Brooks that will. He'll dart ahead up the left wing side, going right around Kukali to the front side. And then an opportunity there for Nick Lappin, who tries to bat the puck out of midair. But the buzzer will sound. And after 20 minutes of action, it is the Storm who are down by a goal at 1-0. We'll talk about it coming up on the Central Hydraulic First Image Report. We'll also talk with that of Jim Craig via the Doug and Daddy Show. That and more coming up just a bit. This is the Storm Radio Network right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellowbook's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellowbook 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
It's Halloween hockey
with its Rising Storm.
Friday, October 28th.
Watch the Storm
versus the Youngstown Phantom.
Kids in costume get in free
with a paid adult.
Plus, one lucky fan will have a chance
to shoot for a car
from Midway Auto Group.
And that's not all.
There's also a free Rockin' Runza post-game skate.
It's all part of the scariest party in town.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Storm versus Phantom.
Halloween hockey on Friday, October 28th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Viero.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm gonna have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Central Hydraulic First Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com. Just a second, we'll get to Thoughts After One with Jim Craig. Before we do that, let's take a look at the Sadler Implement period recap for the Storm. Well, they're only down 1-0, and fortunate to be so, as they got outshot in that period, a count of 16-8. And so Copley being tested, 15 saves on 16 shots. John Gillies, a total of 8 saves on 8 shots. Lone goal of the hockey game on the power play for the Indiana Ice. They're now 1-for-2 in the game, with the second one likely going to expire without them scoring on. As the Indiana Ice get the lone goal, 7-12 in from Sean Corrali, his third of the season. The assist given off to Robbie Ballard-Gion along with Daniel Tarasov. And Corrali picks up point number 9. Sees also Tarasov pick up the team lead and the league lead, point number 10 on the season, getting his 6th assist of the year. Faceoffs in the hockey game to this point, 10 for the Indiana Ice, 6 for the Tri-City Storm. Storm maybe slightly better in that department overall. Storm are 0-for-1 on the power play. Indiana again 1-for-1 with the second one about to come to an end at the start of the second period. That is the Sadler Implement period recap. Sadler Implement making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Sadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And we move into Thoughts After One here tonight, right now. We move into Thoughts After One here this evening. We thought, wouldn't it be great to hear from Jim Craig? And then we thought, wouldn't it be even better to hear from the guys that had a chance to talk with Jim Craig on Thursday's Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Superstation, of course, the sister station of The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And with that, we hand it over to Doug Duda and Tony Davis from The Doug and Daddy Show.
We've had the luxury and the great fortune to have some great guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we get to add another list, a name to the list today.
No doubt about it. Anytime you can have the goalie of the 1980 USA Miracle on Ice team, Jim Craig, join you. It is a real pleasure, and we welcome him to our program. Jim, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Looking forward to it.
Let's let the folks know what you're up to these days. Obviously, every time somebody brings up Jim Craig or talks to you, they want to talk Olympic hockey, but that was 1980, and we were all a lot younger back then, obviously. What are you up to these days?
Well, now I own a company called Gold Medal Strategies, where I do keynote addresses, motivational talks, as well as sales training. So a little bit of memorabilia. And just finished my first business book, Gold Medal Strategies. Strategies. It came out in April. So it's been really fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Jim, does when everybody wants to talk to you about the hockey, does it ever get old? Or could you talk about it all day, every day?
Well, it doesn't get old because it was such a positive moment. And I think our society today, the economy's not great right now. So it reminds a lot of people back of 1980. And I think, our team was a good example of hope and what our country stands for. So it's always nice to see how it affects people in a positive manner.
Jim, did you always know what you wanted to get into after your hockey career? Or did those 2 weeks in the Olympics kind of shape where you were going to take your life?
No, I always tell the joke is that I was practicing my autograph since the third grade. I always wanted to be a professional goalie and play in the NHL and the Olympics. And, through the great mentors and coaches, just like these young men will have with their coaches in the USHL and with Tri-City, they will learn to utilize this skill set and play individually and collectively as teams to be better prepared for life. And if it's hockey, that's wonderful. And if it isn't, these skill sets and this perseverance and chasing a dream is always a big part of success later on.
Jim Craig joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, goalie of the 1980 Olympic team. Obviously so much more, and you can tell a little still of that Boston tone in the voice as we talk to him today. Talk about after the Olympics, trying to take your game to the next level and the National Hockey League, which obviously wasn't as glorious as what happened in that great year with the U.S. Olympic hockey team.
You know, sometimes in life when you go every step of the way, my hockey career started at a community college where we won a national junior college championship, and then fortunately go off to Boston University and win a national championship, and then in the Olympics. And once you went into the pros back then, it was a lot different. It was not many Europeans and very, very few Americans. And, we were pioneers just like people before us. And we were educated pioneers. A lot of us had college degrees. So riding the buses and doing things that weren't something that we were used to, some of us lost the desire and the passion to play. And I was fortunate that I was able to play with the Bruins and the North Stars and the Flames. And just as my career started to take off, I had a career-ending injury, so it wasn't really my choice to be able to continue to go and keep going. And I think what's great about that is that, kids today need to have a dream, but they need to be able to be passionate about what they're doing, because anything worthwhile takes a lot of hard work.
And Jim, obviously hockey's still a part of your family. You've got a daughter that's very involved. Tell us a little bit about that.
Mr. Brooks, who has brought me in here, his daughter Brittany, is a goaltender at Colgate, where my daughter goes. And as always, the hockey community always figures out a way to do good things. And so Mr. Brooks and I have figured out to barter our services to do some great work to help out Colgate. And my daughter's at Colgate, so I think it's a wonderful thing. But if you know anything about hockey and the hockey brotherhood, people always stick together and they really take care and make sure that the people there are taken care of, and that, the young players are mentored to be prepared for life more than anything else.
Folks out there that have saw the movie Miracle on Ice, a wonderful movie. It's one of those movies you pop in 3 days a week and still enjoy it till the very end. How did you think the movie portrayed everything that happened that year, Jim?
Well, first, I read your bio that, you don't even have, you have Hooters and Hoosiers, rather, and Rocky and Miracle wasn't even in there. So you're going to have to update that bio. It was great. Five of us consulted on the movie, and we really wanted to make sure it protected the legacy that we worked so hard to develop as a team. And I think one thing that the young men who are in the USHL, and especially the Tri-City Storm, need to learn is winning individually is something anybody can do, but how to win collectively is a really hard thing to do. And the movie helped portray us as the team that we were, and it really protected our legacy, and we're really proud of that movie.
We've actually got an email here from Harold, and he wants to know, the flag that you had wrapped around you when you skated around with the gold medal on, do you still have that flag?
I do. I have that flag safely protected in a very special spot of my home.
Jim Craig with us for just another couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
After that, obviously, the Olympics don't happen every year. You guys break up as a team and everybody does their own thing. What was your relationship after that with Coach Brooks, and did you see him on a regular basis?
Herb was great to all of us. He mentored all of us, and we always counted on his leadership and guidance throughout our life. So whether it was a phone call or we were together at some type of event for charity or whatever, we always stayed in touch, and which is true with us and all the players.
Finally, Jim Craig with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. I'm interested about what you think of the current state of hockey, not only at the Olympic level, but overall.
I think it's really exciting. I think what's happening is you see these other teams, whether it be the NBA or, you know, a lot of the professional sports. Hockey's a fast, exciting game, and it's one of the games that once you go to it, it's so much more exciting than actually watching it on television. And I think we've been accustomed to watching football where they take a break after every play and you focus in on one or two players, which is a quarterback throwing a ball or a receiver, you know, catching it. And, you know, hockey takes people to have a little bit of vision. And I don't think the television guys have really caught up with letting them see that from, a, you know, like a fan can. So I think not only is hockey growing, but women are involved in it, and they're really good. And, you know, so it's exciting. So it's really universal, and it can be played for a really long time.
Again, the book is Gold Medal Strategies, Business Lessons from America's Miracle Team. Of course, Jim Craig, the goalie on the 1980 Olympic hockey team. Jim, it was an honor to chat with you today on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Thanks so much for giving us some time, and look forward to seeing you on Friday night.
Yeah, and I look forward to seeing a lot of fans, which I've not had a chance to meet, and watching some of these young players fulfill their dreams and be able to share some time with the community.
There you go. That is Jim Craig on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. And we come back, we'll take a look at the Midway Auto Group scoreboard next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network right here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe. Jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp. Or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with two kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Take a listen to scores around the United States Hockey League here this evening. Team USA's U18s playing their first USHL game. They play against Dubuque, losing to Dubuque 5-1 with under 5 minutes to go in the third period. TJ Moore for Dubuque already with a hat trick in that hockey game. It is 2-1 after one in Sioux Falls. The Stampede with the lead over the Lincoln Stars. Also, Omaha and Fargo, that game now tied up. The Fargo Force just tying it up here in the second period. 1-1 is the score. as the Lancers hosting the Fargo Force. It is also 2-1 Green Bay over Waterloo. The Gamblers playing against the Western Conference Waterloo Blackhawks now. And that game in Waterloo tonight, Green Bay again with a lead in the second period with 17-10 to go in that middle frame. It is Cedar Rapids, Chicago going at it midway through the first, scoreless between the Steel and the Rough Riders. The Storm, they surrendered one power play goal in period one to Sean Corrali. Storm trailing 1-0, getting out shots 16-8. The Storm allowed 16 shots in this first period. That's two less than what they allowed all of Saturday's game against Chicago Steel. They'll come back, try to see if they can get things going back in the right direction. This has been the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. Think hassle-free, think Midway, thinkmidway.com. Be back in a few with the TCBY second period next, right here on the Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
It's Halloween hockey
with its rising storm.
Friday, October 28th.
Watch the Storm
versus the Youngstown Phantom.
Kids in costume get in free
with a paid adult.
Plus one lucky fan will have a chance
to shoot for a car
from Midway Auto Group.
And that's not all.
There's also a free Rockin' Runza post-game skate.
It's all part of the scariest party in town.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Storm versus Phantom.
Halloween hockey on Friday, October 28th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Viero.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks. Just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely free. That's right. Get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
What makes TCBY the country's best yogurt? TCBY is great-tasting, real dairy frozen yogurt that's low in fat and cholesterol. Compared to ice cream, it's so much lower in calories. TCBY is also packed with the good stuff. We're talking calcium, protein, vitamins A and D. And just like any dairy yogurt, TCBY contains live active cultures, which may improve digestion and boost your immune system. TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the TCBY second period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
Since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call this impossible. You'd call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And to the second period we go. The Storm trailing 1-0. Down a man for 3 seconds as they drop the puck out at center ice. As one here by the Indiana Ice. But the power play officially over for the Ice. And the Storm back to 5-on-5 hockey here. The Indiana Ice just 50% tonight on the power play at 1-for-2 so far. As they've had just two power play opportunities through the first really 20 minutes and 3 seconds. And now the Storm looks to try to get a little more offensive in this period, trailing here 1-0. There's the puck traveling back out to center ice. It is played ahead here. It'll be Tim Bonner watching go up into the Indiana zone as it goes all the way back now to the blue line and taken out here. Here's Jacob Fallon coming up the left wing side, moving out the shot, saved by Compley, and Compley will hang on with 19:20 to go here in this TCBY second period of play. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later in the broadcast, I'm going to ask you who the TCBY player of the period is. Tonight, it is Thomas Nykop. That's right. Thomas Nykop is tonight's player of the period. If Thomas Nykop scores, all the fans here in attendance will certainly enjoy it with a free waffle cone courtesy of TCBY. But a little bit later, you can win a gift card on Facebook if you know who the TCBY player of the period is. We'll ask for you to log on to our Facebook account and give us the answer when we ask for it a little bit later tonight. There's the puck now. Played all the way up to the right wing side. It'll be Kenny Brooks knocking it all the way down the ice. It'll be Thomas Nykop racing after, but Kukali way ahead of him, and that'll be icing here against the Storm. 59 seconds into period number two, and it's 1-0 in favor of Indiana. Storm will get things going here in their own zone on a defensive zone draw, as it will be Pulisello now with it on that draw, but the Storm able to win this one and able to move it back to center ice. Here's Kenny Brooks up the left wing side. Takes a check there, but continues forward there as it goes down to the left corner. It is Nick Lappin cycling back behind the net towards Kenny Brooks. Stolen away here as it goes back to center ice. Spicer cuts it off, just fires it right back into the Indiana zone. Kukali now with it. Has it, looks up the right wing side, makes a play there, giving off there to Romig. Romig will fire it through the neutral zone, and Garon will catch up to it, but offsides are the ice, and they will stop play here with 18:31 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. Faceoff coming up just in front of the Indiana bench. Left wing side for the ice, right wing side for the Storm. It is the Storm watching the ice get to this one. It's Ballard Gion now with it. Ballard Gion watching it get stolen away by the Storm, and the Storm now knocking it out in the neutral zone. This is Vecchione backhanding it ahead. Good pass off to Janssen. His shot, rebound in front. Opportunity now for Klapik. Could not get a handle on it. Puck is loose. Bottom of the left circle. Now Vecchione with it. Gives it over towards Janssen. That one's broken up, and the ice go back the other way with it. Up the right wing side comes Indiana, but it is Smolcinski getting slowed down there. Lost the puck. Now it's fired right back up into the Tri-City zone, but an offsides here once again by the Indiana ice, and that'll halt play here with 17:59 to go in the second period. 1-0 in favor of the Indiana ice, who scored on the power play back in period number one as Sean Corrali got his third goal of the season from that of Robbie Ballard-Gion and Daniel Tarasov. Puck now played ahead up in along the right wing side. Storm play back and behind the net. They get pushed here and knocked down into the right corner where Durantes just plays it on through in behind the net. Caught up to there by Matthew Krug, and Krug will just fire it out to center ice. Taken back here by the Storm. Durantes fires it up along the right wing side. Once again going around the end boards in the Indiana zone where RJ Boyd and Hakee Elias collide with one another. It is Boyd that wins the initial advantage there, but now Boyd slow to get up, having a tough time here as it's fired all the way down the ice. Icing will be the call here. The call it is RJ Boyd, tough to get up. It looked like when Hakee Elias went into him at first, Hakee Elias went down, lost his edge, went right into Boyd, and Boyd stayed up, and then all of a sudden Boyd fell over and might have a minor injury or so as he heads to the bench. So faceoff will come back in the Indiana zone after the icing here with 17:22 to go in period number two. Right circle draw coming up to the glove side of John Gillies as it'll be Scherer going against Bonner, and the puck will go all the way back down on Gillies, and we'll redo the draw once again from that right circle in the Indiana zone. John Gillies, 6'5", 215 pounds, a big netminder. Not too many goalies will be at that height, but still moves pretty well for a 6'5" guy, and tonight hasn't seen a ton of shots coming to him, just a 9 total. He's made all 9 saves. Faceoff taken here, Indiana able to get to it. Corrali just fires it out to the center ice where it is Jacob Fallon with it. Fallon goes right around Spicer. Fallon now to the front side of the net, comes out in front, opportunity, shot, scores! The captain, Alex Barron, with the goal as Jacob Fallon made a great move inside. And the Indiana Ice get out in front 2-0 on a great job there by the Indiana Ice forward, Jacob Fallon, who created that play. And we'll see it here. A who will get the initial assist will be Jacob Fallon. Can't tell who gets the second assist there. But time of the goal scored here at the 2:56 mark of period number two. We'll get the announcement down below. It will be Alex Barron picking up his first goal of the season, his 7th point overall. And the Storm now down 2-0.
At the 2:57 mark of the second period, the goal scored by number 8, Alex Barron. The assist goes to number 21, Jacob Fallon.
So Jacob Fallon with the assist. Alex Barron with the goal. Time of the goal, 2 minutes, 56 seconds in. And the Storm find themselves in a 2-0 hole here on home ice, something they have not experienced at all. In fact, first goal allowed on home ice this season happened there in that first period on that power play for the Indian Ice. So now the Storm trying to work it the other way. Here's a breakaway chance for Kenny Brooks. Moving in. Shot. Misses the net. Comes back off in front. Nick Lappin couldn't get there in time as Obakowski able to sweep it away off to the side. Storm with almost a quick opportunity there to get a goal. Back, at least, as the puck now comes back into the Tri-City end. As Phoenix Copley watches it go over to that left corner. Puck will get played back along the end boards here. Now loose up into that right corner as Klapik now comes down low trying to help out. And trying to get this puck dug out of a pile is Greg Johnson on top of it. Klapik comes away with it. And now it's Adam Klapik just cycling it on back to Greg Johnson. Played away here. It's J.D. Peterson. Up now towards Klapik. Klapik up the left wing side. Guerin now watches it go back towards his own end. Able to send it off safely over to Kukali. Now the Storm go back in their own end. On that assist, by the way, on that goal, it will be Sean Corrali with the assist. As Sean Corrali does pick up that assist, and the Storm now down 2-0 here, and Corrali picking up now his 10th point of the season, now tied with Tarasov for the team lead and the league lead, for that matter. Here's now Tarasov on back towards the right point, giving back off to Fallon. Fallon now coming all the way down, trying to spot Barron over in that left circle, but the puck is broken up there, and now cycled back in behind the net. It'll be played down here. Up towards that right corner, Amberg able to fish it away, but the Storm knock it back to center. Indiana takes back over. Here's the puck. Moved away here. As it'll be the Storm back in the Indiana zone. Kenny Brooks with it, just cycles it back now down to Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin trying to see if he can make a pass off there, but the puck gets taken away here and knocked back out to center ice. Where does Brian Sins with it? Off to Ambergy. Ambergy out ahead, trying to feed it there. Nick Lappin with it. Nick Lappin moving in. Pass off to Kenny Brooks. Brooks in front, trying to feed it off there to Nykoff, and could not connect on the pass. Indiana able to get to it here, and now they move quickly in transition. Here comes Jacob Fallon down across the attack blue line here for Indiana. Able just to send it back behind the Tri-City net, where after it there is Tarasov. Tarasov already won assists here tonight. And the tremendous player who was the second in the league in scoring last year behind his teammate Blake Coleman, the former Tri-City Storm member as well, as we get an offsides here against the Indiana Ice. And it is 2-0 Indiana with 14:08 to go here in the second period, as the Storm trying to see if they can get some crowd noise into this game, but so far not having any success. Now we're waiting here as it is Boyd going off the ice, and that stoppage of play there, trying to get off due to that injury that he suffered. So now Indiana down to a total of 5 defensemen with Boyd going off. There's the puck now shot in off the draw as Indiana quickly gets on the attack. Copley makes the save. We get another stoppage here with 14:04 to go in the second period. Well, the Storm fans have to find something to start cheering about, and it's not going to be easy to generate some energy in this building. It's a little quieter than last Saturday night, and the Storm probably anticipating a little larger crowd here tonight after that great Saturday night crowd. The energy so far in the building has not been generated by the men in the white jerseys with purple trim, and they've got to get things going here. Start with a goal and then continue on to battle hard to the end. Here's the puck now down to the left corner. It is Sean Murphy trying to get to it there. Puck now sent along the end boards there. It scoots its way over to the right corner. In after the puck there was Durante's. Good check there on Hillbrook to separate him from the puck. But Indiana now does get possession of it, and they move it out to center ice. Chipped up along the right wing side. Good job by Brian Sins cutting it off. Storm get to the puck as Durante's gets tangled up there with Sean Murphy, but gets it back. And Duranius just fired up into the Indiana zone with 13:25 to go here in this TCBY second period of play. Puck now turned over. Here's a chance. Ballard Giong moving in. Ballard Giong, good job from behind there by Sins, able to break things up. No penalty on the play, and the Storm able to alleviate the dangerous opportunity there for Ballard Giong. Ballard Giong, though, sending it back out front. Here's a chance there by Obakowski. His shot goes well wide of the net, comes up off the end boards, and the Indian Eyes continue to attack. It's Hilbrick, who passes back towards the front side and covered up there quickly by Copley. Media timeout taken. And the Storm, who are down 2-0 on home ice, getting outshot here in period number two so far at a count of 3-1 and overall 19-9 as the Indian Eyes getting goals from Sean Corrali and Alex Barron. Barron tonight picking up his first of the season. Corrali's goal was his third of the season, and Corrali already had 2-point night with a goal and an assist. Coming up on the Central Hydraulics second enrich report, will be joined by the Storm beat writer, Seth Blank. We'll talk with him coming up on Inside the Booth. And I'll talk to him so far. And, of course, Seth Blank and I were talking this week, and I know we'll talk about this. The Indian Ice are going to be a tough team to stop offensively for the Storm, of course, because that offense is so potent. And we'll talk a little bit about this offense and what makes them so good outside of Tarasov. And they got a little bit of speed and a little bit of everything. We'll talk about that coming up on Inside the Booth, as well as where the Storm are at so far through 4 2/3 games into the season. We'll talk with him coming up on the Central Hydraulic second interest report on Inside the Booth. And then also coming up, we'll take a look at another Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. But here in the TCBY second period of play, we get out of the media timeout where the Storm will see a defensive zone draw here in the right circle. It'll be Dan Scherer getting this face-off here against that of Tim Bonner, and the Storm trying to win this one, trying to move it away. We packed, punched up ahead there, and Bonner falling down underneath the play, and now the play continues on. A loose puck is finally dug out of a pile again near the Storm blue line, but out from center, the Indian Eye is getting right back into the Tri-City zone. Here's a chance off in front. Copley able to make the couple initial saves off to the side. Now the net run into there from behind, as knocking the net off its moorings there was Woody Hudson. And with 12:38 to go here in the second, we'll get another faceoff coming up. The Indiana Ice, very good in this department so far tonight. 14 faceoff wins to the Storm's 9. And getting ready for another faceoff in the Tri-City zone where the net now mooring twisted underneath on the ice. And they got to fix this here with 12:38 to go here in the second period, as Phoenix Copley watches the linesman put the net back on, and they might have a little bit longer stoppage of time here. See if they get it all fixed up, and they look to do so here. So now they're looking to maybe have to get the drill. Still waiting for the linesman to get that down and in. Shots on goal now 21-9. Phoenix Copley tonight, 19 saves on 21 shots, and so far, Phoenix Copley's been very good on the season at 2.02 goals against per game, a 921 save percentage so far for the netminder for the Storm in his rookie season in the USHL. Really a second-year junior player, but last year playing with Corpus Christi, really getting a whole different taste for the speed of this league. Here's a chance now. Tarasov in front nearly had an opportunity, but his shot goes wide to the right. And up off the end boards here, Nykop gets to it. Nykop chips it ahead, trying to feed it there for Kenny Brooks. Brooks looking around, curls back, tries to feed it in front there to Lapp, and his shot in on goal. Save, rebound in front, and Nykop tries to dig out of the crease area, trying to get that puck and bat it in. Here's Crowley run into there by Kenny Brooks. Shot back in on Gillies as the puck will go over to the outside left circle. Nykop tries to get to it there, but Crowley now with it. Up along the right wing side, Crowley now moves down across the attack blue line, dropping it backwards to Tarasov. His shot hit off the pipe, it looked like, and bounced right back out. My goodness, Daniel Tarasov. That was a rocket of a shot, and it hit right off the post and came out in a hurry. Down into the right corner, back in the Indiana zone. That's where the Storm have the puck now. Klapik, he turns around. His shot, that one's blocked there by the stick of Garon, and Garon trying to fling Tarasov free, but this puck will get iced down the way by the Indiana Ice. And with 11:34 to go here in the second period, 2-0 is our score. The Storm trying to find something positive. And right now, getting a couple nice breaks is Daniel Tarasov. His first shot went wide. His second one also went wide, but hit off the post. And easily, Tarasov could have had two goals in that sequence, but just one opportunity that hit off the post that was the closest by far. And still, the Indian Ice leading just 2-0 instead of much more. Storm have to find some way to get some energy going. They need to get that goal here on home ice just to get things going in the right direction. Puck back to center ice as Brian Sins will just fire it right back into the Indiana zone. And up off the end boards here, it is Garon just firing it ahead. And now feeding it to Tarasov. Back to Sean Corrali. Corrali, he moves in with a shot. That one misses the left corner all the way back up off the end boards. Back to Tarasov, who was bumped into there by Janssen. Knocked back to center, where it is Krug just firing it right back in the Tri-City zone. Played back here is Janssen tapping a pass up off the wall, giving to Tim Lappin. Tim Lappin will try to move it out across the blue line. Lost the puck, though, and moving back the other way is Woody Hudson. Hudson down low, trying to get to it here as he watches it down to the corner, where he passes off in to Andrew Meyerstick. Meyer just tries to work it back out to the front side. Comes all the way back to the left point. Krug's shot from that left point, blocked there by Tim Lappin, all the way back now to the blue line. It is Alex Barron now with it. Barron, his shot, gets right in on goal. Save, rebound in front. And Meyer's shot just somehow goes right through the padding of Copley and wide. Copley making a nice save there, though, on the initial shot. As Krug comes in, he winds up with a shot. That one goes wide. So Phoenix Copley with a nice save there moments ago on a big shot there by Alex Barron. Here's now the puck back off into the right corner. Sins will get to it here, try to clear the zone, and he does, getting it out to center, and finally the Indian Ice have to come out. There's the puck now back along the end boards here. It'll be taken away up along the left wing side. Murphy tries to push it ahead here. It's now sent in there by Janssen into the Indiana zone. 9:50 and the clock ticking down. Storm have to find a way to tilt the ice back the other way. It's been all Indiana so far here tonight as we've gotten through the first 30 minutes of action here at the Vero Event Center. And the very best offensive team in the league, and right now the only undefeated team in the league, showing why they are, at the moment, the only team undefeated, with some pretty opportunities, and one of which, of course, led to their first goal on a great goal by Corrali, but even a better play by Ballard Gion passing it down low. As they move back in transition, here now is Pulisello. Now he makes a pass into the slot, trying to feed there to Romig. Romig now bumped into. Storm trying to get to it, and good job there by Sean Murphy as he plays up toward Durante's. Puck now loose. It is Shearhorn trying to get to it as it gets pushed back off into the right corner in the Tri-City zone. Hrabowski now giving off to Durante's. Durante's stuck in his own zone, looking out to center ice. Chips it up off the right wing glass, out to center ice as it is Kukali now with it as he plays up that left wing side. And all the way down to that left corner where it is J.D. Peterson playing it up off the corner boards onto Hrabowski's stick. Now out ahead. Hrabowski able to make a play up forward there for Bonner. Vecchione tries to get right back to Bonner, but tilted away there by the Indian ice. And now it comes out to the center ice circle where it's taken back here by Garon. Indiana has the puck from center. Obakowski now. He just fires it up into the Tri-City zone. Indiana completing a quick change here, as it will be Ambergy, who makes a quick play up the left wing side, feeding there to Shearhorn. Pass goes cross ice through the neutral zone all the way down the ice. No icing here against the Storm. And Indiana back in their own end with it. The captain, Alex Barron, who scored his first goal of the season here in the second period to give Indiana a 2-0 lead, with it now in his own zone. Looking for an exit, can't quite go one way, now goes back around the net. Good check there by Nykop. Forces a near turnover there by Indiana. The puck goes back to center. Ambergy slows it down. Good shift there by Ambergy as he tries to get away. Stick loose out up in the air is Hilbrick's stick, as Smolcinski now has it as he comes down across the attack blue line, turns it over, and now with it is Nykop. Nykop just backhands it forward up into the Indiana zone. It is Nick Lappin trying to get to it. Taken here by Barron, and Storm just trying to generate some kind of chance here as it goes all the way back to the left point. Sins, cross-ice pass now over to Spicer. Spicer just sends it down low, trying to feed it there to Hakey Lidas. Now down low again here for Kenny Brooks. Brooks with it here, coming up off the right wing wall. Tries to move it out in front, but this puck now just taken here. And it'll be taken by Spicer as he pushes it ahead there for Lidas. There's the puck now. Lidas looking in front, has an opportunity to try to get to Durante's. Doesn't see him in time. Now goes on a wraparound. Here's Lidas from a tough angle as he spins around. That shot saved, though, easily by Gillies. And now the rebound off to the side, and Indiana with it. The Let's Go Storm chant developing here at the Vero Event Center as Corrali now comes ahead. Corrali, though, poke checked away from him at the last second by Copley. Storm now try to get out of the zone. They do, but turning it over. And now Lidas might have a turnover here by Daniel Tarasov, who nearly gave him right back to, for a Storm opportunity, but Lidas coming towards the tail end of his shift, tired as he goes off the ice. Wasn't really going to get a great breakaway chance with tired legs on the tail end of his shift. Now Corrali. up the left wing side for Indiana, back in the Tri-City end. And along the end boards here, it is Jacob Fallon with it. Fallon spinning away from the pressure coming there by Roboski. Down low, Tarasov out front, easily taken away there by Tim Lappin. But Tim Lappin's stick poke checked away from him by Corrali, rather. Here's Spicer up the left wing side. Moving ahead up towards Shearhorn. Shearhorn will just deflect the puck forward up into the Indiana zone where it goes in off the end boards there. The ice look to get rid of it quickly. Move it back to the neutral zone. And right there trying to get to it there was J.D. Peterson. He's run into there. No penalty. The Storm bench barking for one as the puck now goes over to the left wing side for the Storm in their own zone. And now it's J.D. Peterson who leads the charge up the left wing side. The defenseman just gets it up into the Indiana zone. Loses a stick on the way there. And now he looks to get off the ice here. And will get replaced here by Tyler Ambergy. Here's the puck now up the right wing side. Dan Scherer now with it. Scherer up along that right wing side. Goes right around Greg Johnson. Backhands a shot to the net. That one goes off the side of the netting. And now played away here as it moves back to the right point. And now in the neutral zone. It'll be pushed away here and pushing it forward. It is that of Meyer who tries to find a way to connect there with Bradley but can't get him. And now the puck comes back to center as the Storm sent it back out in the neutral zone. But here's Bradley back in on the attack. In on left wing. Moves in with a shot. Pad save made there by Copley as he kicks it out over to the outside right circle. Now's Bradley back in front. Polisello now. His shot saved by Copley. Rebound in front. And that one taken away by the Storm as Phoenix Copley getting a little bit of help now. Puck goes back to center. Cut off there by Garon. Stormer struggling through that neutral zone trying to get plays. And still the Indiana Ice winning the neutral zone battle here tonight as Romig comes across the blue line. And now we get a timeout here with 4:53 to go here in the TCBY second period of play. But since 1981, they've been combining what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You want to call us impossible, you call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. And that's really the key here tonight so far. The neutral zone for the Storm has been hard for them to break through that Indiana Ice trap in that neutral zone as they continue to find a way to cut off passes. As the Storm struggling to really connect with good neutral zone passes there because the Indiana Ice have been in every passing lane, and that's been the biggest obstacle for the Storm. Once the Storm get in the Indiana zone, they've had some opportunities, but so far tonight, it's that neutral zone that's really killing the Storm at the moment, and credit goes to the Indiana Ice. They've been the much better team in that department, and that's what's led to some of their offensive opportunities. Right now, out shooting the Storm at a count of 26-14. And here in this period alone, 10. Well, now they're saying 26-13. So the Storm just with a total of 5 shots on goal. So 10-5 are the shots on goal here in the second period. A much tougher opponent. And while the Indiana Ice look very good right now, keep in mind, a lot of the teams in the Western Conference, there's a lot more inexperience in the Western Conference right now. As they get more experience, obviously the games will become a lot more closer in the sense of the gameplay. Right now, the Indiana Ice showing how good the Eastern Conference is as a whole. There's no question this team will be competing by the end of the year for the Eastern Conference title along with Dubuque and Green Bay. It'll be a 3-team race like it was last season. Can't forget about a few other teams to make note of that in that conference. Here's the puck now in off the end boards. Storm trying to play it up the right wing side, trying to get it out. It's Kenny Brooks, but forced on a turnover there as Smolcinski laid a check there in on him, but the Storm will still work it up into the Indiana zone. It's quickly taken away here by Ballargeon, and now Hilbrick now has it. Hilbrick moves in with a shot. That one's blocked easily there by Spicer. Puck continues on over to that left wing side inside the Tri-City zone as Ballargeon gets dropped there by Kenny Brooks. Play continues on as the Storm try to get it out. There's the puck now. Up along the left wing side from his knees, Nykot sending a pass up that wing towards Kenny Brooks, who now curls around in the neutral zone, fires a shot in from about 80 feet, and easily making the save there was Gillies. Now the puck tap forward back in the Tri-City zones. The ice clear it down the way. Tarasov back on the ice. He comes in on Roboski, but Roboski goes the opposite direction, playing up that left wing side, trying to feed it there to Heikki Liitas. Here's Jacob Fallon now trying to collect the puck here. Coming in, here's a chance for Daniel Tarasov. A shot! Great save made there by Copley! Tipsy, Skippy, are you kidding me? Tarasov absolutely robbed there by Phoenix Copley's right pad. A great lateral move there as Phoenix Copley gets across just in time. By far the best save of the night for either goaltender, and Phoenix Copley robbing the leading scorer in the USHL with a fantastic save. 3:37 to go here in period number two. The Storm trailing 2-0, and Phoenix Copley not quitting here tonight. Here's off the draw. Obukowski, his shot saved there by Copley. As Obukowski shot from the high slot, able to get through. And the Storm, we're getting outshot now 28-13, struggling here to keep Indiana from getting those quality chances. Here's now Tim Lappin trying to fire a pass to Tim Bonner. Can't get him, and now the Indiana ice with it, as it is Tarasov just sending it right back in his own zone off the end boards as Barron now sends it ahead for Corrali. Up ahead now for Fallon. Fallon going right around Roboski. It's Fallon to the front side of the net. Opportunity shot saved there by Copley, and the rebound comes back off in front, but Fallon runs right into the net. And with 3 minutes to go here in the second period, it's still 2-0, and chance after chance here for Indiana. The defense have to learn one thing about this Indiana ice team. You cannot get caught up too far up the ice. And right now, that last play, Roboski way ahead there and nearly allowed the Indiana ice to score a goal. And this Indiana ice team quick in transition as Roboski, who isn't a slow skater by any means, watching Fallon go right past him. And, of course, Jacob Fallon playing for the University of Michigan last year before coming back to the Indiana ice. Up the left wing side, here comes Amberge. He moves in. His shot to the net, saved by Gillies. Rebound goes in off the end glass. The Indiana ice trying to get to it, but Klapik steals it away. Here's a chance off in front. This one taken away here, and Scherer now with it. Scherer over to Woody Hudson, left wing side, in on the attack. Shot towards the Storm net. That one goes wide. Off the right corner board. Storm trying to track it down. It is Adam Klapik up that left wing, trying to feed it ahead there. Now Soren Janssen with it. Janssen sending it right past Kukali now. It's Janssen darting ahead, trying to get it away from Kukali. We get an icing here against the Storm, and a whistle with 2:23 to go in the second period. And the Storm trailing here 2-0. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later on the Facebook, we're going to ask you who tonight's TCBY player of the period is. If you know who tonight's TCBY player of the period, you will win a TCBY gift card. That's right. Coming up a little later on Facebook, we'll ask you the question, who is tonight's TCBY player of the period? You know the answer, you'll be rewarded. Faceoff coming up in the right circle. Klapik, he wins the draw easily back to Amberge, and the Storm now look to get out of the zone up that left wing side. Play is taken back. The Indiana ice with it. Bradley trying to pass it right through the legs there of Soren Janssen. Janssen able to kick it away, but regain control up here by the Indiana ice is Matthew Krug now with it. Sends it ahead for Romig. Polisello now lost the puck there as Romig now does lose the puck, but it goes right back to his defenseman, Obukowski, and now the play goes all the way back along the blue line. Turnover, here's a chance now for Soren Janssen. He goes to the front side of the net, lost the puck on the way there, giving off now to Kenny Brooks. There's Brooks now, back and behind the net, looking around. Looks to play it back down low for Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin with it, looks at Thomas Nykop, can't get him just yet. Now goes all the way back to the blue line, gets hooked and tripped down on the play. No penalty is called. Play continues on as Steve Thompson, the referee, letting things go here. At least for now, it's been even, no question. And Steve Thompson, a really good referee in this league, knows how to make good call after good call. As here's Brooks now looking down low. Here's a shot to the net, comes back off in front. Nykop trying to get to it, comes all the way back to Sins. Cranks up a shot, that one deflected wide. And now in over to the left corner. Here's a chance now, Storm with it. It is Lappin, his shot. And his cousin Tim Lappin trying to get there, could not get there in time. With about 1:05 now to go here in the second period. Here come the Indiana ice back the other way. Polisello now trying to create a chance to the bottom left circle. Puck comes back out front. Shot scores. Romig with the goal. 3-0 Indiana. Time of this goal, 19:03, as the Indiana ice getting that one easily in transition there as puck bounced around, and it will be Polisello now getting that assist on that goal, and we'll see on this replay here what exactly happened. Stormer trying to get to that puck, but it came bouncing back off in front. And with 57 seconds left in the second period, Emil Romig getting the goal that now gives the Indiana ice a 3-0 advantage.
Indiana goal coming at the 19:03 mark of the second period. The goal scored by number 23, Emil Romig. The assist goes to number 89, Robert Polisello.
So Polisello now with that assist on that goal at the 19:03 mark. Storm here trailing 3-0, and this score could be much more lopsided if it wasn't for the man in the pipes here tonight, Phoenix Copley, no question. He's been the best player on the ice for the Storm. He's kept the Storm so far in a respectable score, but the Storm are going to have to start countering here in that third period. 20 seconds left. It'd be nice to get a goal, and maybe the Storm have a chance. Here's now Kenny Brooks up the right wing side. Passing it off now to Nykop. Nykop looks around, surveys the area, makes a backhand pass that gets easily broken up there by Indiana. And here There's a chance nearly for a breakaway. That one taken back, and here's Amberg, you know, with it. Looking to crank a shot, gives it off to Nick Lappin, pass it off in front, trying to beat Nykot. Finally, we get a penalty, and that one's going to be called with 2 seconds left on the clock. Time of this penalty, 19:58. The Storm are going to start period number three with a power play as Valor Gion getting the call for hooking. You had to wonder if the Storm are going to get a second power play chance out of that, and they finally do. So it will be a chance here for the Storm off the draw. They have only 2 seconds here. And Storm will watch this faceoff come up in the left circle. The only penalty, by the way, here in period number two. It's been a fast-moving period as we will get this faceoff coming up in the left circle. Storm overload the slot area just in front of the goaltender as Nick Lappin tries to win this draw, wins it forward, but the buzzer will sound. And after 40 minutes of action, it is all Indiana leading here, 3-0. We'll talk about it coming up on the Central Hydraulics second intermission report. Storm have a power play, though, to start period number three. Maybe that can spearhead a comeback here tonight. The Storm are going to have a tough comeback against a team that also is pretty decent defensively. It is 3-0 through 40 minutes of action. We'll come back and talk about it next. This has been the TCBY second period of play since 1981. They've been providing what tastes so good with what is so good for you. You wouldn't call it impossible. You call it TCBY, the country's best yogurt. We'll ask you who the TCBY player of the period is a little later on Facebook. Don't forget to log on and answer when we tell you to. That's still ahead. Right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
It's Halloween hockey
with the Tri-City Storm.
Friday, October 28th.
Watch the Storm
versus the Youngstown Phantom.
Kids in costume get in free
with a paid adult.
Plus one lucky fan will have a chance
to shoot for a car
from Midway Auto Group.
And that's not all.
There's also a free Rockin' Runza post-game skate.
It's all part of the scariest party in town.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Storm versus Phantom.
Halloween hockey on Friday, October 28th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
This is the sound of fresh avocado, onions, and tomatoes being transformed into guacamole to give a kick of flavor to the all-new California Whopper sandwich from Burger King. The sound of the union of cool, refreshing guacamole, delicious fire-grilled beef, sizzling bacon, and Swiss. Behold, the complex combination of boldness and full-flavored goodness. This is the sound of the California Whopper. Now go to Burger King and experience the flavor. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
So what does a good time sound like?
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian steel toolboxes, ladder racks, pronghorn utility bodies, flatbeds, Tommy Gate lifts, and Bosch snow plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome, everybody, to the Central Hydraulics Second Edition Report. Central Hydraulics Systems and Equipment of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydraulicsonline.com. And through 40 minutes of action, it's all Indiana. They lead 3-0, as we'll recap all the goals here in just a second. And also in just a second, we'll get to inside the booth with my guest once again, Seth Blank from the Kearney Out of the Storm beat writer. We'll talk with him and get his thoughts so far on the game and this very powerful Indiana team. And we'll ask when Seth is going to start putting his power rankings together, because I'd like to know where he figures Indiana so far in the season. Is that? Let's recap all the goals here as we start off with the Stadler implement period recap. 7-12 into the first period on the power play. The Indiana score. It's Sean Corrali, his third goal of the season from Rombi Ballard-Gion along with Daniel Tarasov. That goal giving Indiana a 1-0 advantage. The Ice, by the way, have scored now 3 first goals of the season. And perfect, by the way, at 2-0-0 coming into tonight. Right now in good position as they score 2 more in the second period. 2:56 in, Alex Barron from Jacob Fallon and Sean Corrali. Corrali's second point of the night. Barron's first goal of the year. That would give the Indiana Ice a 2-0 advantage. But then 3-0 Indiana, 19:03 in. Emil Romig from that of Robert Policello. He would pick up the assist. Policello picking up assist number 2 on the year, his 6th point overall. The Indiana Ice get 14 shots on goal to the Storm's 10 shots on goal overall in the hockey game. It's 30-18 in favor of Indiana. Phoenix Copley tonight, he's been tested a lot. 27 saves on 30 shots. He made 12 saves on 14 in that last period. And John Gillies perfect right now with 18 saves on 18 shots. Faceoffs overall in the hockey game. Storm actually did pretty well in the second period in the faceoff department. 8-5 overall in the game, though. Indiana 15-14 with the advantage. Storm right now 0-1 in the power play. Indiana 1-2. The Storm getting their second power play opportunity as they start period number 3. So that is the Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And now we move into Inside the Booth here this evening with my guest once again from the Kearney Hub, the Storm beat writer, Seth Blank. And, well, Seth, we knew that the Indiana Ice were going to be a very good offensive team, but right now the Storm are struggling and making the Indiana Ice look even better than they really are, maybe. Good team, don't get me wrong. There's no question the Indiana Ice are a good team. But right now the Storm, their breakout and trying to get through that neutral zone has been nearly impossible tonight. And a lot of reasons why Indiana has been very good. There's no question they've been much better in that regards.
It might be fitting that Jim Craig's in the house, because after 2 periods, Tri-City's going to win this one. I think they're going to need a miracle. I mean, down 3-0. It has not. The score may be 3-0, but it has seemed even more lopsided than that tonight. Indiana is their offense. You know, with Tri-City, they got so many young guys. They're still trying to learn where each other's going to be, and they look hesitant with the puck, breaking out, and even in the offensive zone. Meanwhile, you got Indiana, who almost looks in midseason form now.
They also have a lot of returning players.
Exactly,
too.
Exactly. And Tri-City is making them look better than they really are, I think. They're good, no doubt about that, but Tri-City did not bring their A game tonight, that's for sure.
10 returning Indiana Ice players from a year ago, and it helps when, by the way, a few of those players named Sean Corrali and Daniel Tarasov. And Tarasov, there's no question he's extremely gifted. And you look at the Storm, just a total of 5 returning players. And, you know, while everybody says, well, it doesn't seem like it's that much in discrepancy. Hey, 10-5, that's a huge discrepancy. When you talk about guys like Daniel Tarasov, who, boy, I'll tell you right now, we saw a little bit of him last year. His breakout game, of course, was against the Tri-City Storm when he had a 5.9. It helped the Indiana Ice beat the Storm 7-4. We remember that in January. And I thought, boy, this guy's a little bit better than I expected. And then all of a sudden, he goes on a tear by the end of the season. Where does he end up being? Well, he ends up being the second leading scorer in the league behind his teammate, Blake Holman. He's a guy that I think, boy, he shows a lot of NHL promise, because this is a guy making plays. And every time he's on the ice, he's the most dangerous player, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And it's a guy that, you know, I don't think at the beginning of last season, I don't know how much Indiana wanted to keep him.
He was not expected to be kept by the end, because he was not putting up any points. People thought there's a chance with the imports being as there was only 3, there's a chance that Daniel Tarasov was not going to be an Indiana Ice. You're right.
And then he started scoring, and everybody kept expecting, all right, when's this thing going to cool off? When's it going to cool off? And it hasn't. I mean, the whole second half of the year last season and it starting off into this year, he was the league's leading scorer coming into the night, and he hasn't disappointed. I think he was that close. You know, he's an inch away from a goal Tri-City kind of left him all alone there in the slot. He fired a wrist shot that rang squarely off the post. And that's one I think he wants to have back, but they may not need it tonight with the way the rest of their offense is playing.
And Sean Corrali, let's not forget about him. I mean, here's a guy that last year, you know, Sean Corrali wasn't known as a big offensive gun last year. Kind of maybe a surprise that he was drafted to a degree. I mean, he was a young guy last year on the Indiana Ice. But you look overall, he had a total of 8 goals, 21 assists, 29 points. That's not a bad year by any means. But you wouldn't expect him to get drafted in the 5th round based on point production. But here's a guy that, you know, talking with Lenny Hoffman, the Storm assistant coach, and, of course, the director of recruiting, he says, hey, I like the Sean Corrali kid. This is a kid that has a lot of speed, you know, 6'2", can skate, has good hands. And I'll tell you right now, there's no doubt the Indiana Ice have some guys that are going to be in the National Hockey League someday, and Sean Corrali's the other one, and I'm sure San Jose is enjoying his development.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 5th-round draft pick. Those scouts, they're not – I mean, point production is something they kind of go with, but, you know, they're watching the way they play, and – they obviously saw something in Corrali, and he's showing it tonight. He looks very quick. Of course, all of Indiana's players seem like they're a step faster than Tri-City tonight. It almost feels like when they're on the ice, they have an extra attacker the entire game. But Corrali and Tarasov, you put them on that front line. That's a good way to start. And heck, how many points do they have so far now? If you add in tonight, Corrali's got 2, so that gives him 10. Tarasov's got 9. And, well, he's got an assist tonight, so
you have the
20 points.
20 points between the two of them, and then overall so far, with tonight's points included, the Indiana Ice, 64 points on the season combined. 64 points in 5 games.
And
that's
remarkable. And I was a little hesitant about Indiana. Yes, they were 4-0, but 3 of their wins had come against Team USA's under-17 team.
Right.
That's no knock on Team USA, but they're young kids, and they're going against a veteran Indiana team, which obviously
has an advantage.
Much like
the Storm in some ways, too.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But with what I've seen tonight, you know, they have looked good. But like I said, Tri-City is making them look good, too. I don't know. Tri-City just doesn't seem to have it tonight. You know, they came out right away. They had trouble getting the puck out of their own end. Indiana was, you know, putting it on them right away, keeping the puck in, getting quality scoring chances. And luckily, Phoenix Copley, he probably brought his A game. I know he's getting up 3 goals, but he has played tremendous tonight.
Which is funny that you bring him up, because I was going to ask you about him next. I mean, really, Phoenix Copley, this was going to be the game, all right, what kind of goalie did the Storm have? And that's what a lot of people are saying. It's like, hey, we're going to find out what kind of team the Tri-City Storm are with Phoenix Copley in net when they play against a team like Indiana. And boy, I'll tell you right now, there's no question Phoenix is showing his promise without a doubt, isn't
he?
Yeah,
I like the poise that he shows. He doesn't seem shook in net. I mean, even when he gives up a goal, it's like he's just right back in the zone. And he made a great save. I think it was on Tarasov there in the second period with a right pad. That definitely is a goal 90% of the time. And he was able to get across the crease and stick his toe out and stop that one from going in. And you know what, Phoenix? For Tri-City, they're fortunate that he is playing this well this early.
Yeah,
they really are, because with goalies,
history,
sometimes you don't know.
And
how
with the history of the Tri-City Storm and the goalies
exactly
early on in the season, has not always been this case. Phoenix Copley, there's no question he's going to help this team win some games early in the year, and he already has. You look at the Chicago game, I thought, you know, he wasn't as, you know, much tested, but Sioux City game, you know, he's tested quite a bit more in that game, and the first game of the year gets a shutout. I thought, you know, good to see, of course, especially late in the hockey game. He had to make a couple tough saves when the Storm only had a 1-0 lead in that hockey game, 1-0. And then you look to that Dubuque game, and certainly outside of the last 6 minutes of the game, Phoenix Copley is going against one of the best players in the league in Zimgus Girgensons, and you know, you're going to have a tough time stopping him. I don't care what goalie you are. He's just that good of a player.
And the question is when is Trevor Gorsuch going to get a shot? You know, the young guy, Tri-City, they kind of brought him in, and it was almost an emergency situation. And he sat the bench here for the first 5 games. And, you know, Drew Shenick's probably thinking the same thing. When am I going to give this guy his chance? And I'll be curious to see when he does get it, how he responds.
Yeah, I will be too. Again, he is Seth Blank from the Kearney Hub, the Storm beat writer. KearneyHub.com/sports is where you can check out all the latest information from Central Nebraska's best paper, really. Kearney Hub is.
Oh, thank you.
See, I'm just going to dub it already. It's the only one I read because, you know, I don't live in Grand Island. I don't see the need in reading the GI Independent. Although Dale's a good writer there.
Well, I do feel like the last 2 weeks with having a 2-man staff, I'm hit a wall tonight after state cross country. I'm ready to go to bed, in all honesty, and I still have, let's see, it's 8:48. I got about 4.5 hours of work left in me yet tonight before I can go home and let my head hit the pillow and knock myself out.
This guy got to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and get ready for a bus ride. So
yeah.
I'll trade positions
the,
with you.
The
for
beautiful
a bit.
Ride to Sioux City. I'm up from northeast Nebraska. I know there's not much to see around that area.
Hardly. Again, Seth Plank, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the rest of the evening and hopefully maybe enjoy a hopeful comeback.
Thanks, Skip. The Central Nebraska's best hockey broadcaster right there.
That's a lot.
Always a pleasure.
We'll come back and have the scoreboard next right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Vero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Vero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's getting late. The world is calling it a night, but the neighborhood is just getting started. Applebee's is now open till midnight or later. So stop in after the game. Swing by after the show. Grab some friends because your favorite neighborhood grill and bar is still going strong. Applebee's, now open till midnight or later. Another reason why there's no place like the neighborhood.
Visit your local Kearney Applebee's restaurant today. Now featuring late night food and drink specials after 9 p.m. Applebee's Late Night. Come join the fun.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with 2 kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation. Charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Scores around the USHL here tonight include a final from Ann Arbor. Team USA's U18s lose to Dubuque 5-1 on home ice. It's Omaha and Fargo in the third period tied at 2. Also, after 2 in Sioux Falls, it's Sioux Falls leading Lincoln 2-1. Waterloo, they're losing on home ice in the third period to Green Bay, just a 4-3 margin. Green Bay only leading by a goal there in the third. Chicago, they're down on home ice in the first period, 1-0 to Cedar Rapids. Storm right now down 3-0. Come back. The Complete Nutrition third period next. This has been the Midway Auto Group scoreboard right here on the Storm Radio Network. The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
If you've ever taken ephedrine products to lose weight, listen up. The results are in, and CTS360 is now considered the strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system since ephedrine.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Stout. CTS360 was designed to be a strong and safe weight loss product that mimics ephedrine without the negative side effects. If you're ready for a change, stop by a Complete Nutrition and ask for the safest, strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Take it from me. I lost over half my body fat after having a baby. I know how losing weight totally changes your life.
Get the doctor-recommended strongest, most aggressive fat-burning system on the market today, CTS360. Available exclusively at Complete Nutrition. If you lose an excessive amount of weight in your first 10 days of use, please contact your consultant to adjust your plan.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.
It's Halloween hockey
with its Rising Storm.
Friday, October 28th.
Watch the Storm
versus the Youngstown Phantom.
Kids in costume get in free
with a pay to know.
Plus one lucky fan will have a chance
to shoot for a car
from Midway Auto Group.
And that's not all.
There's also a free Rockin' Runza post-game skate.
It's all part of the scariest party in town.
Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Storm versus Phantom.
Halloween hockey on Friday, October 28th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Viero.
This is the sound of fresh avocado, onions, and tomatoes being transformed into guacamole to give a kick of flavor to the all-new California Whopper sandwich from Burger King. The sound of the union of cool, refreshing guacamole, delicious fire-grilled beef, sizzling bacon, and Swiss. Behold, the complex combination of boldness and full-flavored goodness. This is the sound of the California Whopper. Now go to Burger King and experience the flavor. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's now time for the Complete Nutrition, third period of play.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And to the Complete Nutrition, third period of play we go. Welcome back, everybody. This is Skip Barry. As we get set for this third period of the Storm on a power play for about a minute 59. So nearly a full power play advantage for the Storm as we go into this Complete Nutrition third period of play with the Storm down 3-0. So they're going to need to score early and often here in period three to try to catch the Indiana Ice and the lead that they have established here tonight. Referee looking at both goaltenders, making sure things are set to begin this final frame as Steve Thompson, the referee, drops the puck. Storm win the faceoff, have it. Now moving up the right wing side in on the power play. There's a shot now right in on Gillies from the neutral zone there by J.D. Peterson. Storm now take it away off the rebound. Here's now Nick Lappin, or rather make that Kenny Brooks with it, looking back over there for Nick Lappin. Now just sends it off now to Adam Klapik. Klapik back to the blue line to J.D. Peterson, descends back now towards Peterson. Peterson tries to get it down low there for Kenny Brooks. That one's broken up, and now Jacob Fallon with it. Fallon using his speed as he moves up the left wing side, drops it back out to the neutral zone. The ice will retreat all the way back to their own blue line. We're cranking it up and giving it a whack there as Barron, who knocks it up into the mask there of Brian Sins and his helmet, stays on, and he stays upright, not hurt on the play. Now Sins gets his helmet taken off. The Storm are going to get a 5-on-3 upcoming. They had to move up ice. They have a minute 8 left here on this 5-on-4. They'll just send it all the way down the ice. This will be icing here for the Storm, and not sure why they iced it, as the Indian Ice can just wait to touch it, and finally they do. Icing is the call, and the Storm are going to have a 5-on-3, but now a faceoff will be in their own zone after that icing. Time of this penalty coming here at the 58-second mark of period number 3, and it's going against Sean Corrali, who's going to get the high stick infraction, I believe. And now the Storm with the two-man advantage for about a full minute, but they get the power play. Now she'll start inside the Indiana zone. I thought off through the icing they'd actually keep it inside the Storm zone, but apparently not. They've done that in the past. I'm not sure why they've changed that around. Here's Soren Janssen walking in with a blast. That one, well, wide of the net, but comes all the way back to Ambergy at the left point. Storm keep it down here. Here's Vecchione with it. Down low, giving off to Tim Bonner. Tough angle. Shot scores! Tim Bonner! Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. It's 3-1. Storm get one back and still have a minute 36 left on power play number 3. Tim Bonner's first goal of the season. A fortunate bounce down low, and he'll get the goal. We'll see on the replay here in just a second, as it looked like Michael Vecchione with a possible assist, and it is. Vecchione will get the primary assist on that goal. Time of the goal, a minute 23 in, and we'll wait to get the official announcement down below. But the Storm, they get one back and still have a minute 36 to work on the power play.
1:23 mark of the third period. Scored by number 19, Tim Bonner.
Tim Bonner's first of the year.
Assists go to number 4, Michael Vecchione, and number 25, Tyler Ambergy.
So the Storm's very first power play goal of the season. It comes on their 22nd man advantage. Time of the goal, minute 23 in. It is Bonner from Vecchione and Ambergy here in the third period. The Storm now, we'll see if they can make it 2 of 3 on the power play. Start to look like maybe like the Indiana Ice here with the man advantage, if they can do that. Here's the puck back down low. Trying to work it there was Nick Lappin. Lost the puck. Sent up it around the boards. It is Romek who could not get it out. J.D. Peterson with it. A shot to the net. It gets batted down, blocked away in front, all the way back to Peterson. He winds up, gives it off now to Klapik. Klapik looks around, shot to the net, comes back in front, push there in front there by Brooks, but just wide, all the way back to the blue line. And the puck will go scattering all the way back into the Tri-City zone. 59 seconds left on this third man advantage for the Storm. Up the right wing side, here come the Storm now. It is Nick Lappin trying to get to it. Gets it all the way back to the blue line. Peterson has it from there, gives it off to Sins. Sins over to the now right circle area where it's Klapik in behind the net. Fishing it off now, where it's taken here. It'll be Lappin back to Sins, all the way back to Peterson, back over to Lappin. This one, though, easily taken away, and it's Obakowski now with it as the puck will get sent all the way down the ice. There's the puck now, pushed up the right wing side, as it is Nykop now with it. Nykop gives it off, looking down for Bonner. The puck will go over to the left corner, as it is Nykop with it. Video replay saying that it was Nykop who got the goal, but question marks on that. I believe it was Tim Bonner with that goal indeed. Here's the puck now. Vecchione in the slot trying to feed it there to Nykop. He's getting tripped up. Another penalty coming up to the ice. And they're going to touch up. Storm are going to get another 5-on-4 man advantage as Corrali comes out of the box. And for the fourth time tonight, the Storm are going to go back on the power play as the guilty combatant here with the penalty is going to be Hilbrick. That's an easy call there. The Indian ice not happy at all. They've been penalized three consecutive times. So, this penalty, though, to Hilbrick at the 2:59 mark of the period. 2 minutes for tripping here. As Corrali, by the way, got the roughing call. That's what they called it on that penalty. And now a right circle draw coming up inside the Indiana zone. It'll be Tim Bonner, the goal scorer for the Storm. You will get this faceoff coming up here. Now Nykop comes in to take the draw. And instead, no, it'll be Vecchione now. Storm, though, pushes the puck forward. Nykop collects it, gives it towards Bonner. Puck bouncing back towards the blue line. It is Janssen trying to keep it in, trying to get some help. Puck is loose. Finally pushed back towards the neutral zone. Storm have to exit out of the attack end, where they do. And Barron now tries to get it out. Good job, though, by the Storm, keeping it in. It's Nykop. Good work ethic there to try to keep it down low. And now it's taken away as it's pushed up that left wing side. Moved ahead here. Bouncing up into the Tri-City zone as Amberge gets to it. And it is Tyler Amberge just passing off to Janssen. Janssen cross-ice pass over towards Vecchione. Comes back, though, to Klapik. Klapik sends it on back now, giving it off here now to Amberge. Amberge pass over to the right wing side, giving off to Janssen. It is played back along the end boards there. And so it goes over to the outside. Left circle, back to the point to Peterson. 1:08 left on the power play for the Storm. It's Vecchione firing a shot. That one misses the net and deflects up and out of play. And the faceoff, they're saying, is going to stay in the zone. So a shot on goal there for Vecchione. Or no, they're going to move it out. So it looked like it went off. That's what Nick Lappin was saying. Went off the goalie, but apparently not, because the referee is going to move it out. And the puck will now get dropped back out in the neutral zone. It'll be Kenny Brooks with it up the right wing side. As the Storm here winning some faceoffs in this third period. And now still with another 51 seconds left on the man advantage as the puck comes back to center ice. It is Sins. He has the puck down across the attack blue line, moving in. Gives it off now inadvertently to Kenny Brooks, passing it right down low for Nick Lappin, who was not expecting it. The ice will clear. 38 seconds left on the power play. As the Storm tonight, close to going at least 1-for-3 right now, trying to see if they can go 2-for-4 on the power play. Up along the neutral zone, the Storm get the puck now. It is Kenny Brooks passing on to Klapik. Klapik, he moves in, lost the puck. Puck up is up in the air, batted there, at least attempted to, by Nick Lappin. Puck goes all the way back to the blue line. Here's Peterson, a shot right through Nick Lappin, in on goal, saved by Gillies. Gillies making that save on J.D. Peterson's blast from the right point. Now it's Fallon playing it ahead, giving it off there, and a non-penalty there against the Storm. As the Storm get the puck and now play it ahead. 5-on-5 hockey here as Hilbert comes back on the ice. And the Storm now just 1-for-4 on the man advantage tonight. But they get a 5-on-3 power play goal to finally solve their power play woes here as the puck goes in along the end boards. Here's now Durantes as the Storm have a little bit of energy now here in this third period. Getting that goal really solved a lot here for the Storm. And now the puck played ahead here. Here's Hilbrick moving in. Opportunity in front, trying to feed it there to Smolensky. Great save made by Copley in tight. Puck is loose in the crease. Finally, we get a whistle with the helmet coming off of Copley. And so that helps his cause. And with 14:34 to go here in the third period, Copley continues to be good. And Sharp in on that play, stopping it a couple of times there in front of the crease. First shot there in by that of Smolensky. And then a couple whacks at it there. But Copley able to stand firm along that goal line to keep that puck from going in. And boy, Phoenix Copley, he continues to get better and better day by day. And that save right there, very helpful for the Storm's cause right now. We're trailing 3-1. Now, out shooting the ice here, at least in this period, at a margin of 4-2. We'll see if they can continue that margin. Here's now Vecchione trying to come out in front. Could not quite get the puck there. And now it's taken back here by the Indiana Ice as it is Bradley just firing it up into the Tri-City zone. It is Copley out of his net, trying to play it around up towards that left wing side. Bradley has it now, passes off in front. Copley covers it up off to the side. A couple whacks at it there by Romig, but finally the whistle comes there by Steve Thompson. And now we get a penalty coming up. It's going to be J.D. Peterson to get this penalty. The lone penalty here for roughing. So this will put the Indiana Ice onto the third power play of the night for them. So a roughing call here against J.D. Peterson, who got into his first fighting major of the season. And only the second fighting major for a Storm this season, as he did that back in the first period. So 7 penalty minutes here tonight for J.D. Peterson. This one for roughing. Time of this one, 5 minutes 52 seconds in. Indiana to get their third power play of the night. Here's now Owakowski on this man advantage, giving off to Tarasov. Now back on over. As Owakowski gets it now, walks in with a blast. That one blocked there by Kenny Brooks, but Tarasov now with it, as it is Tarasov looking back towards Owakowski, nearly thrown away there by Kenny Brooks as he tries to dart ahead before he had the puck, much like a wide receiver looking to turn and make a play upfield after catching the ball. Didn't quite have that catch and that reception there on that breakup, and now Corrali has it. Here's the puck now, taken here, outside the right circle, back over to Tarasov, on back to the high slot, Owakowski with it. He fades around, tries to make a pass now, it gets kicked out of the zone there by Fallon. And now the Indiana Ice having some problems here on the power play on the communication side. Here's Tarasov. He can get this thing going right back the other way as he has it now over that left wing side, passing back to Owakowski in the high slot. They set up in that umbrella. Here's Tarasov, a one-time shot and a rocket off his stick. Goes well wide of the Storm net. Minute 5 left here on the penalty to J.D. Peterson. 13:10 to go here in this complete nutrition third period of play. Storm trailing now just 3-1. Tim Bonner's first goal of the year on the power play, a 5-on-3 power play goal from Vecchione, and also Tyler Ambergy. Play goes all the way back now into the Indiana zone, but they bring it back ahead on the attack. Now moving in is Corrali trying to feed the Hilbrick. Backhand shot in through the crease, but that one does not hit Copley. Goes wide of the net, and now taken back here as the Storm try to push it up along that right wing side. Play continues on. Durandy steals it away. Here's Durandy's walking in, a slap shot to the net, and the goaltender ducking out of the way as that one goes high over the top of him, and Bradley has it now out in center ice for Indiana. Stolen away here. It's Durante's taking it, and he'll snap the puck on down the ice. 20 seconds left here on this power play for Indiana, and a good job here by the Storm penalty kill. They're trying to keep the Indiana ice on the other side of their ice. Here's the puck now, sent all the way back down into the Tri-City zone, and this one will be for icing here against Indiana. 12:13 to go in this third period. 3-1 is the score. The Storm, the lone goal here in the third period. Tim Bonner. Funny enough, Josh Haugie, who will not be coming up here tonight, will be Eric Fink, but Josh Haugie and I were predicting who would get the first goal of the night. Haugie thought it was going to be somebody else. Forget who, but it didn't really matter. I originally said Tim Bonner, then I switched it to Soren Janssen. Should have stayed with Tim Bonner. Bonner gets his first of the year, and a timely one at that, as Copley looks to take a broken twig and play it up towards that left-wing side for a linesman to collect it. Finally, they do. Vecchione, by the way, who assisted on that goal, gets his third point of the season and just a second assist of the year. Ambergy now 3 assists on the season. His first power play point, obviously, with the first power play goal of the season for the Storm. There's a turnover, and here's Vecchione stealing away from Barron. Vecchione streaking in. Vecchione hold down. No penalty play. Continues as the ice go back the other way. A good breakup there, though, by Indiana. And that creates it going back the other way. How about Michael Vecchione here in this third period? Starting to come to life a little bit here. Has an assist and had a couple chances. Now Hilbrick with it, outside the left circle, turns around, tough angle shot, shot in off the goaltender mask of Copley. Copley makes the save. Well, hang on, with 11:39 to go here in this third period. 3-1 is our score. The Storm trailing by 2 goals and a media timeout taken here in the Complete Nutrition third period of play. And the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season is once again Complete Nutrition. Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and 1 block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Tonight, the Storm. The Storm are trying to find a way to mount a comeback here. The Storm can make this close, and even if they come from behind and can force extra time here tonight, what a success that would be for this young Storm team. And right now, the way that they're buzzing here in this period, total of 5 shots on goal. Indiana just 3 shots on goal. They're getting some chances in the Indiana zone, but not much there. As they update the shots on goal, it'll be changed here in a second. But 33-23 were the shots on goal. They get that updated. Left circle draw coming up to the stick side of Copley. Now say it's 34-23, so the Storm getting outshot as Phoenix Copley. 31 saves tonight on those 34 shots. He's been good. There's no question. While his goals against here tonight will go slightly up than what has been on the season, especially here on home ice where he's been perfect coming in tonight with 2 consecutive shutouts on home ice. That'll end. But the puck now pushed out to center ice. Here comes bringing right back in. Here's a chance now moving in. It is Garon who had it, lost it. Now here's a 2-on-1 possibly for the Storm as the defense jump up there for Indiana. It's Hanky Litas moving ahead. His shot does not get through. And now a penalty coming up against Woody Hudson. This could draw a reaction here as Peterson gets knocked down there by Woody Hudson. And Peterson looks to get back up, and hopefully he is okay. But a little tender on the play, and that's an interference call right there as the referee, Steve Thompson, is going to call it a 2-minute minor for cross-checking. So another power play for the Storm, their 5th of the night, as Woody Hudson gets the penalty here. And the Storm will go on the power play for, again, the 5th time tonight. And really, in this period, 4 power play opportunities for the Storm. They've had a lot of power play time, and that's giving them this current, I guess, wind of strength. Time of the penalty, 8 minutes, 40 seconds in, and the Storm will come out with the unit that created the goal. Vecchione, Bonner, Nykop up front. It's Ambergy, Janssen at the blue line. Storm win the draw, push it all the way back towards that blue line. Where's Ambergy trying to play it back down low for Bonner. Puck goes back to center, batted there, attempted by Janssen. Goes all the way down the ice. Copley just played away, giving off to Janssen, who comes back in his own zone. Janssen back to Ambergy. The Storm looking for a breakout here as Ambergy comes out the left side of the net. Looks up to that left wing side, giving to Janssen. Now played ahead. Here's Vecchione darting ahead. Vecchione moving in, trying to get a shot off. Good job by Alex Barron to break that up. Good defenseman there for the Indiana Ice and Alex Barron. As the play continues on in that right corner, it's Nykop. He fishes away for it. Nykop with the puck as he looks back to the blue line. Plays it on back to Ambergy. Ambergy keeps it at that blue line, giving off to Nykop. Now they say it's an offsides. And they will move the faceoff outside the blue line here with 10:40 to go in this third period. Fans trying to get involved here. Much better third period of play for the Storm. As the faceoff comes up, it's Nick Lappin winning this one on back in the neutral zone, giving to J.D. Peterson, the Storm. Watch it come all the way back to Nick Lappin as he tries to make a play over to the empty side, giving now to Kenny Brooks. Brooks comes ahead, tries to feed it on to Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin with it here, goes to the outside of the right post, tries to make a scoring attempt there in tight, but can't quite get to it. Now it's Klapik with it. Adam Klapik outside, now the right circle, pass down low, gives off to Kenny Brooks, in front trying to feed Nick Lappin. That one gets pushed all the way back towards the defenseman, Brian Sins, but the Storm for now keep it in. Here's J.D. Peterson now running into a man. That's Obakowski, who could not get it out. Klapik now has it near the blue line, but pushed out to the neutral zone with 40 seconds left on the power play for the Storm. And under 10 minutes left here in regulation, Storm come back in on the attack. And again, another offsides coming up for the Storm as Nick Lappin getting to that puck, called offsides. 9:55 to go here in this third period. 3-1 is the score. Indiana out in front. 36 seconds left on the Storm power play, and now Gillies having some issues with his net. He'll wait for a linesman to come in to correct it here, and we'll see if it is easily correct. It's the same one that Copley had problems with earlier. They get it corrected. Say it's good to go. And now the faceoff will come up outside the Indiana blue line. Right wing side for the Storm. Left wing side for the Indiana Ice. Now it's Bonner trying to win this draw back onto Janssen's stick. Easily doing so. And the Storm fired right back into the Indiana end. Goes down to the left corner. Bonner with it, giving it to Nykop. Nykop out in front. Here's a chance for Bonner. Shot scores! No, they wave it off. It hit off the post. They wave off the goal, and that looked awfully close to going in and came back out. And I think that's exactly what the Storm are playing for. Here's Vecchione with it. If they could ever have a replay chance, that would be huge for the Storm. If that was a video replay, I'd like to see it. It looked like it went in almost. Heard the post, and the Storm almost looked like they celebrated like it was a goal. Vecchione looked like he got it. There's a chance it goes back to Roboski. Cranks up, 5-on-5 now here, as it is Brooks now hitting off the post. Another post shot for the Storm here as it goes back around. Corrali will try to go after it here, getting to it for Indiana. Trying to feed it now to Woody Hudson. This one will go all the way down into the Storm zone. Wave off the icing here as Copley will play it over now to Ambergy, who just cycles it on back the other way to Roboski. Storm in their own zone as it is Roboski playing it up off the boards, trying to feed it there to Ambergy. Storm have it as it's Kenny Brooks out to Adam Klapik. Now 1-on-1. Here goes Klapik moving in with the shot. Scores! Adam Klapik! Oh, what a beauty! 3-2, the Storm are within one! Welcome to the Storm, Adam Klapik! A dandy of a goal! We'll see it on the replay, but my goodness, Adam Klapik with an absolute cannon of a shot, and that one went easily past Gillies. Can't see the assist on the replay just yet, but time of this goal, 11 minutes and 13 seconds in. And Adam Klapik scoring his first as a member of the Storm, his second goal of the season. What a beautiful goal. We'll await the assist, but we'll get the goal announcement here in just a second. Storm are within one
Rye
goal.
City Storm goal coming at the 11:15 mark of the third period. Scored by number 10, Adam Klapik.
Here's Nick Klapik moving on the attack. The Storm are within one.
Kenny Brooks.
They say Kenny Brooks will get the assist on the goal. We'll wait to see that. We'll have the replay. Don't know if there is an assist there to Kenny Brooks, but either way, the Storm getting the goal there. And 3-2 is our score. Copley covers up the puck. Time of the goal again. 11 minutes. And what will be 13 seconds in to period number two. 3-2 is our score, and off the draw, it is Indiana with it. A chance as it goes back off to the front side, swept away here. Storm with it as it's Amberg just rolling it ahead. Indiana zone. Here's Lidas now moving it. Lidas gets tripped up. Penalty coming. The puck is off to the side. The Storm have it. Now it'll be touched up here by Indiana. Penalty coming, and this will put the Storm on another power play for the sixth time tonight. And this one's huge. And the guilty party here for Indiana, who are self-destructing in this third period with penalty after penalty, it's going to be against Alex Barron for tripping. Wow. 11 minutes, 56 seconds in to period number three. And this one showing Lidas going right ahead, getting hauled on down. And I think they're saying it's the wrong guy. They're saying it is definitely not Alex Barron's penalty at all. So on that last goal, Ambergy picks up a multi-point game as Ambergy gets an assist on the goal as well as Kenny Brooks. So Ambergy now, two assists here tonight. His second multi-point game of the season. And his second game, of course, getting two assists as well as he got the last one in Dubuque. Here's a chance now for the Storm on the power play. Out in front, shot over the net there by Nick Lappin. Taken away here, and we get a whistle here as Kenny Brooks picks up the assist. Tyler Ambergy as well. Time of that goal, 11 minutes, 13 seconds in, and a faceoff will come up inside the Indiana zone as the puck tipped out of play there. Storm looking for a way to generate a miracle here tonight as they show the replay on that one that looked like it could have been a goal. It was not a goal. Wouldn't matter anyways because the Storm ended up scoring a little bit later courtesy of Adam Klapik's first as a Storm. Here's Sins now with a shot. That one gets redirected just wide of the cage. Now Klapik can be out of the net along with Nick Lappin. Nick Lappin comes out with it. It is Lappin looking around, looks back to Sins, passes now to the side of the net, goes over to Klapik's stick. Klapik has it. It is Lappin getting it right back. Broken up here by Indiana, but not out of zone. Held at the blue line. Peterson keeps it in. Off to Sins. A shot! Save made by Gillies, kicking it out with that right pad. Now, play back behind the net. Turnover here. Here's Klapik with it. Klapik looking back at the blue line. Dances around. Plays it back to Peterson. A one-time drive. In on goal. Saved by Gillies. Rebound does not come out. The Storm get tackled into the goaltender Gillies. And the Indiana Ice getting frustrated here. They're losing their composure tonight. The Indiana Ice are taking a chapter out of the Muskegon Lumberjacks book. Wow. Having a tough time here in this third period are the Indiana Ice. And of course, they came in tonight as the fifth most penalized team. And now Kenny Brooks is going to go to the sin bin as well as another member for Indiana. And that will be Obakowski for Indiana. We're going to see coincidental roughing calls here. Fans aren't going to like it, but at the end of the day, Kenny Brooks being a pest in front. That's exactly what we want to see. And while the fans will boo, good play there for Kenny Brooks just to crash the net, trying to get into the netminder's head. So, oh, now Kenny Brooks gets the extra minor, it appears. And the Storm is still on a power play, and they get rid of it, or no, they don't. There should be a 5-on-4 still for the Storm. Now they're waiting to see if it comes off, and they're going to have to take it off. That's what the referee's waiting for. It's still a power play time here for the Storm. Moments ago, Adam Klapik just rocketing one. In past netminder John Gillies that allows the Storm here to be within one goal. Storm making a game of it here in this third period. This would be quite a comeback here early in the season if they can make it. Here's Vecchione down across the attack. Blue line moving in, passing it right to the Indiana crease area, but that one gets popped up in the air, but now controlled here by Bonner. Bonner moving down low, gives it off for Nykop. Off to Bonner. Bonner looking around, gives it back to Nykop. Nykop back to the blue line. Janssen now walking in, drives it to the net. That one's blocked away in front. Down in front. Here's now Bonner with a shot. Save, rebound in front. Dug around, and finally Gillies tracks it down, holds on to it. Under a half minute remaining on the Storm power play as the Storm are buzzing here in this third period. What a third period for the Storm tonight. You kind of wonder, of course, with all these power play opportunities, it would have been the same story, but Storm getting some power play practice here tonight, courtesy of the Indiana Ice penalties. John Gillies now getting tested quite a bit. So, 6:33 to go here in the third. Storm down by just a goal at 3-2. Boy, the Storm. This would be some kind of comeback. Here's now Janssen with a shot. That one goes well wide of the net. Now knocked back out to center ice as it is Janssen with it, fading back in his own end, giving off to Ambergy. Tyler Ambergy passing ahead, giving now to Nick Lappin. That one comes on back to Nykop, passing on to Janssen. Janssen comes down across the attack blue line. He moves in. Janssen comes all the way in towards the attack. It's taken down on the play. Fans raising their hands for a call, but the Storm have had plenty here in this period. It's going to be awfully tough to get any more here at this rate. It's going to have to be blatant for Steve Thompson, the referee, to make the call. At this point, with the Storm getting a total of 6 power play opportunities with 3 seconds left on the penalty to Alex Barrett, who might have been the wrong guy that was sent off to the box. That's exactly what he was complaining about when he went to the box. Not so much for the penalty, but the fact that he wasn't the guy. Alex Barrett, of course, a very important penalty killer for this Indiana Ice team. He's out on that top unit as a defenseman on the penalty kill. It is Nick Lappin now to take a draw in the right circle against Jacob Fallon. Storm trying to win it. They do. Peterson now has it. Peterson will just try to send it down to the corner. Now Peterson will have to back up. Raboski wisely does as Peterson breaks up the pass out of the zone and now looks ahead. Here's J.D. Peterson forcing it across the blue line, but broken up. The Indiana Ice have it. And with it now is Jacob Fallon. Good job there by Tim Bonner, knocking it back into the Indiana zone. The Ice now, they look around. They just knock it out to center. Storm steal it away as it's Peterson firing it right back in the Indiana zone again. 5:40 to go here in this third period. The Storm, they're down by a goal at 3-2. Came into the period down 3-0, but here in this period scoring 2 here in the period to make it a game. But here's Hilbrick back the other way. Coming in, a chance of Smolcinski crashes the net. Saved by Copley, rebound in front. Copley just trying to cover up. Where's the whistle? There it is. And finally, with 5:24 left in the third period. Faceoff coming up in the Tri-City zone as the Storm down 3-2 and a timeout taken here on the ice. So it is 3-2. Tyler Ambergy tonight, 2 assists for the Storm. Again, his second multi-point game. And when the Storm picked up Tyler Ambergy, they knew that they'd get a good guy for the power play. As really a second half of the first year that the Storm had Tyler Ambergy, that's exactly what he was able to provide. Some power play goals and power play points. Of course, Jaden Schwartz on that team, there was nobody better than Jaden Schwartz in the power play column as he ended up with a season with a total of 37 power play points. Very good season for Jaden Schwartz, of course, on the power play, which, of course, shattered Storm records on that column that season. And Jaden Schwartz, a 38 power play points altogether, 16 goals, 22 assists, not 21. And was able to get that a little bit there. Tyler Ambergy helped out. And Tyler Ambergy, a power play point tonight, but also picked up a second assist of the night. Again, had a multi-point game at Dubuque about two Fridays ago against his former club in his debut with the Storm, his re-debut, I guess you could say, with the Storm. So a face-off will come up in the left circle to the stick side of Copley, as it will be the Ice trying to win this draw. That's Polisello. The Storm, though, try to get it out of the zone. It's fired right back in behind the Storm cage, where it's teed up there and now brought ahead by Greg Johnson. Greg Johnson wheeling through the neutral zone, trying to pass it ahead there for Shearhorn. Play will get knocked back to center ice. Johnson will get to it. Plays it on back to Ambergy, and Ambergy will look ahead. Tries to feed it there to Shearhorn. It just deflects it forward up into the Indiana zone. Under 5 minutes remaining here in regulation. Storm just need one goal to tie the game, but here's a breakaway chance here for Romig. Romig moving in. Romig, shot, scores. Went right around the defenseman, Tyler Ambergy, and it is Romig getting the goal, and that puts Indiana back in front by 2 goals here at the 15:09 mark of the period. A breakaway chance there for Emil Romig, and the Indiana Ice go back in front 4-2 with 4:51 remaining. As we'll see on the replay, Romig just getting it ahead there and firing an impasse Copley to that stick side. And a great individual effort there by Emil Romig. That puts the Indiana Ice back in front, like I said, 4-2. Now it's shooting the Storm just 35-30. There's the puck ahead. Klapik with a shot.
Coming at the 15, saved there by Gillies. Mark of the third period. The goal scored unassisted by number 23, Emil Romig.
So, we'll wait to see the assist on that goal as Romig getting it there. Moving forward. Impasse Copley, and that might dash the Storm's comeback dreams here tonight. But it's not over just yet. Here's Corrali, though, up ahead. A 2-on-1 possibly for the Ice, but slowed down there as Corrali lost sight of the puck, and now Fallon with it. Jacob Fallon from that right corner, going along the end boards there. He battled nearly off the puck there by Sins. Sins will continue to battle Jacob Fallon as the play will go down into that right corner once again. Yenny on the ice with it there. It's Fallon. Checked there on the boards. Again by Sins. Play comes up ahead, and now it's Nykop with it. Thomas Nykop chips it ahead across the attack blue line. This one taken away there, and it's Barron just firing it all the way back in the Tri-City zone with 4:05 to go here in this third period. Bonner trying to play it ahead. Broken up. It is now Tarasov getting it there by Ballard. Geo shot scores! Daniel Tarasov getting the goal as the Indiana Ice now go up 5-2. Time of this goal, 16:02 in. And the Storm down by 3 goals here on home ice. Daniel Tarasov's second point of the night. And same with Ballard Gion, who picks up the assist on that goal. So 5-2 is the score, 3:58 to go here in this third period.
The 2 mark of the third period. The goal scored by number 79, Daniel Tarasov. The assist goes to number 93, Robbie Ballargion.
So 16:02 is the time of that goal, and Tarasov, well, a multi-point game for him, and he's going to have a lot of those this season. As the Romig goal assisted there by Kukali on the assist. As the Storm now down here 5-2 with 3:34 to go here in regulation. Hilbrick now back behind the Storm net. Storm had a little bit of a comeback going, but the Indiana Ice scored two goals to match that here and go back up by three goals as they came into the period. There's a shot off a backhand here by Hilbrick. That one to the net, but that one broken up. And the Storm trying to get it back out where it is played back in front. Shot scored, and I don't know how that one got in. Deflected somehow in front and a 6-2 score. And this one got away from the Storm here in a hurry. We'll see who gets the goal here. Tough to say. But with 3:12 to go, 16 minutes and 48 seconds is the time of this goal. And the initial one showing like a hit out of the glove of Copley. Came up off the boards. Just chipped ahead. And actually it went over a defenseman's stick, it looks like, for the Storm. I'm not sure if they're going to give it to 18. And we'll see who the official goal is, but it looks like it might be that of Drew Smolcinski. We'll wait the announcement. 16:48 is the time of this goal. 6-2, the Storm.
Indiana goal coming at the 16-17 mark of the third period. The goal scored by number 9, Christian Hilbrick. The assists go to number 18, Drew Smolinski, and number 93, Robbie Belargion.
So that's what they say right now. We'll wait for the review on those assists. But like that, the Indiana Ice now having a 6-2 lead here. The Storm watching this one get away, but here's a chance now off in front. Under 2:30 to go here in this third period. Puck along the end boards here as it goes taken away there. Krugel just played around. It'll be taken back and now knocked back to the blue line. Spicer trying to keep it in, could not. It rolls on back in the Tri-City zone with 2:19 to go here in this third period. We'll see. Hilbrick looked like it went off of his stick. He tried to play it off to Smolcinski, and then it went off a defenseman stick in the back of the net, so it looks like it will be Hilbrick's goal, but not sure on the assists here as we wait for that official tally as well. Under 2 minutes to go here this game as the fans pile out of the Vero Event Center. Fans probably a little frustrated as the Storm comeback dashed away in a heartbeat. Here's now Durantes trying to pass off in front. Durantes will get it right back. Now off back to Roboski. Roboski, he will skate with it to the outside left circle. Goes down low. Shot to the Indiana net. This one gets pushed back out to center ice where it's played back in. And this puck will get put back in behind the Storm cage where the Indiana Ice tonight getting Emil Romig, a two-goal performance here tonight for Emil Romig for the Indiana Ice. And that one, part of the reason here that the Indiana Ice is able to win this one is Emil Romig, two goals here tonight, which right now at the moment looks like he'll get the game-winning goal. And it will be 18 from 9 in 93, so scratch that. It will be indeed the stick of Smolcinski getting the goal. Smolcinski from Hilbrick and Balgion. As the goal will be switched around there. And getting that official announcement up here from the video replay. Again, it will be Smolcinski from Hilbrick. And they say Balgion now with the goal. As the puck played ahead, here's Balgion, his shot. That one's going to be blocked away there. As Balgion here tonight looking like Daniel Tarasov. The three assists here tonight. And Storm just unable to really get things rolling in the right direction here. As Venus Copley, he was tested quite a bit here tonight, but played a good game. Just too many great ace quality chances by the end of the night. And the Indiana Ice are looking to victory here. A half minute remaining with a 6-2 score. Puck back inside now. The Tri-City zone as it is Balgion with it. Back now into the slot. This one broken up. Storm trying to get to it here as the puck will go out ahead. And it is Sean Murphy. Played over now to Durantes. Durantes back in his own zone. Sins will get to it. Played ahead for Tim Lappin. Tim Lappin moving in. And that one will just go right through the Indiana zone, picked off there by Garon, and now will be forced ahead here. There's the puck now, all the way back inside the Tri-City zone, as it is Copley trying to play it away, and the buzzer will sound. And for the first time this season, the Storm, they'll lose a game on home ice, as the final count is 6-2. Storm scoring two goals here in the period, but three by Indiana, and the final will come here. As the Storm will salute the crowd here tonight. Venus Copley allowing six goals here on home ice. Well, not all of it is his fault by any means. I'm sure he'd like to have a couple of those back in the third period. But the game got away in a hurry there. And the Indiana Ice walk away with a victory here at the Vero Event Center. This will get the New West Three Stars of the Night here in just a bit, as well as tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. All that coming up here in just a second, as well as, by the way, again, the assist on that goal, that last goal. It will be indeed that of Smolcinski who will get the goal. They say he touched the puck. So it'll be Smolcinski from Hillbrick and Ballard-Gion. Ballard-Gion tonight, three assists for the Indiana Ice. And we wait for the New West Three Stars of the Night. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. You can check them out at the Viero Event Center, the Viero Wire, or excuse me, located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West for the athlete and all of us is you get papers handed to you and misplace your other card over the top. All right.
Now, let's recognize the New West Sports Medicine Three Stars of the Game as selected by the media. As a special treat tonight, each of the three stars will receive a commemorative 1980 replica jersey from Jim Craig. The number three star from the Tri-City Storm, number 10, Adam Klapik.
So Adam Klapik will get a jersey from...
The number two star from the Indiana Ice, number 93, Robbie Ballard-Gion. And the number one star from the Indiana Ice, number 23, Emil Romig.
So the Indiana Ice players saluting the crowd as they get selected here, and they get a special jersey presentation down in the tunnel as well. Let's get tonight's Dent Popper Grinder of the Night here in just a second. Tough night for him. He'll end up with just 33 saves on 39 shots.
And now, let's recognize the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night, selected by the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry. Tonight's hardest working player is number 33 of the Tri-City Storm, Phoenix Copley.
Well, Phoenix had a tough test here tonight. We'll talk about it on the Old Chicago post-game show when we return. Storm losing by the final of 6-2. Lots to talk about. We'll talk with the assistant coach, Eric Fink, on, well, I guess kind of what happened early on in the hockey game, but also what the Storm did not do well to close out tonight's game, losing by that count of 6-2. All that and more still ahead on the Old Chicago post-game show. This has been the Complete Nutrition third period of play. We come back here on the Storm Radio Network. We'll talk about what happened in this third period. Right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
It's Halloween hockey
with the Tri-City Storm.
Friday, October 28th.
Watch the Storm
versus the Youngstown Phantom.
Kids in costume get in free
with a pay to know.
Plus one lucky fan will have a chance
to shoot for a car
from Midway Auto Group.
And that's not all.
There's also a free Rockin' Runza post-game skate.
It's all part of the scariest party in town.
Tri-City Storm hockey.
Storm versus Phantom.
Halloween hockey on Friday, October 28th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Viero.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Viero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything. But there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. Bud Light. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
You're listening to the Storm Radio Network.
This is the Old Chicago post-game show.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Barry.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Old Chicago post-game show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. The best selection of food for the whole family. It's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, be yourself. Storm here tonight, losing by the final count of 6-2 against the best offensive team in the league, and now you know why. No question, we're the Indiana Ice, the better team overall here tonight. They will pick up the victory on the road for their fifth victory of the season and their fourth victory on the road. The Storm dropping their home record now to 2-1-0, overall record to 2-3-0. Just a second. We'll get tonight's Stadler Implement full game recap. We'll also take a look again at those new West three stars of the game, the Denpopper Grinder of the night. Also, we'll talk with the assistant coach Eric Fink and Tim Bonner from the Tri-City Storm. As the Storm tonight will get ready to head out on the road tomorrow morning to take on the Sioux City Musketeers, who had the night off. And the Storm, of course, will be traveling up there tomorrow morning. Not exactly the kind of game that the Storm wanted to go away with. But at the same time, understandable on how this game fully developed as the Storm get outshot tonight 39-32, but in that last period, outshooting Indiana 14-9. You know, it's one of those things where if the Storm would have played that third period, of course, granted, they had some power play time, and there's no question that was the big factor for the Storm to get those chances and get that many shots. But if the Storm would have been able to play really that entire hockey game the way they did in that third period, there's no question it would have been a much different result here tonight overall. But unfortunately, this one getting away from the Storm as Phoenix Copley tonight. Not the night he's going to want to remember it. Good night, though, overall. And, you know, hats off to really Phoenix Copley. He was a guy who tonight was tested a lot and had to make some important saves. And tonight he made those saves early in the hockey game to give his team a chance later on. But then obviously late in that hockey game, the Indiana Ice showing why they can move up the ice quickly and get goals in transition, as they'll come away with the victory here tonight by, again, the final count of 6-2. So let's go ahead and get into this scoring recap presented by Stadler Implement. Stadler Implement, making farming easier in the state of Nebraska with a great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. And so we go to period number one, where the scoring began. Here tonight for the Indiana Ice, as it was Sean Corrali on the power play from Robbie Ballard-Gion. Ballard-Gion tonight, 3 assists total. He gets his first there in that first period on the first goal. Tarasov also gets the second assist on the goal, 7-12 into period one. It was 1-0 Indiana after the first 20 minutes of action. We scoot along to the second period of play, where Indiana scoring 2 more goals to their total in that second period. Alex Barron from Jacob Fallon and Sean Corrali, 2:56 in. That goal would make it then 2-0 Indiana. Then 3-0 Indiana, Emil Romig, his first of two tonight, and that one being the game winner, 19:03 into the second period. Robert Policello getting the assist. Storm, though, come out in the third period, trying to mount a comeback. Tim Bonner, 5-on-3 power play goal from Michael Vecchione and Tyler Amberg, a minute 23 in. It looked like the Storm at that point had a chance, and that goal, again, the first of the night for the Storm and the first of the season for Tim Bonner. And he also scores the very first goal on the power play this season by a Storm player. It was, again, Tim Bonner getting that goal. Then we go to the, 11-13 mark as a shot came off the post by Vecchione. It looked like it was nearly a goal. Well, just about a minute or so later, it'd be that of Adam Clappett getting his first as a member of the Storm, his second of the season from Kenny Brooks and Tyler Ambergy. 11-13 in. That would make it then a 3-2 score. The Storm would get back within one, but that's as close as it got here tonight. Because right after that, at 15:09 in, Emil Romig gets his second of the night from Alexander Kukali. Then it'd be Daniel Tarasov from Robbie Ballergion, 16:02 in. That would make it then 5-2. Then in the final goal, Drew Smolcinski. Smolcinski getting the goal from Helbrick and Robbie Ballergion, 16:48 in. That would wrap up the scoring tonight for the Indiana Ice. The Indiana Ice tonight go 1-for-3 on the power play. The Storm go 1-for-6 with the man advantage. Faceoffs overall in the hockey and the Storm had a disadvantage going into the third period, but a much better period indeed for the Storm as they won 11 draws to the Indiana Ice's 5 in the period, a total of 20 faceoff wins for Indiana, 25 for the Storm, so the Storm win that battle slightly here tonight. Shots on goal again, a total of 39 shots on goal by the Indiana Ice, 32 by the Tri-City Storm. Phoenix Copley will end the night with just 33 saves on those 39 shots, but however, thought he played very well in the first two periods, no question about it. And even though the score got away from him, tonight's Dent Popper grinder of the night. And much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper Incarnate, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And let's recap those New West 3 stars of the night. And tonight, the number 3 star, Adam Klapik, with his first of the season for the Storm. Klapik tonight, kind of with a nice little shot there that really gave the Storm, I guess, a little bit of hope there. But tonight's second star of the evening, it will be Robbie Ballergion with 3 assists here tonight. He'll be tonight's second star, while the first star tonight getting the game winner and 2 goals here tonight. It'll be Emil Romig. Romig is tonight's number 1 star on the New West 3 stars of the night. So there you go. The Storm losing by the final of 6-2. We're going to talk about this game coming up here in just a bit. We'll talk to the assistant coach, Eric Fink, next, right here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Hastings.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
In 1981, TCBY did the impossible. They combined, that tastes so good with, oh, that's so good for you. The result? Real dairy frozen yogurt goodness that's low in fat, high in calcium and vitamin D, with 7 live active cultures. That's TCBY, the country's best yogurt.
You'd like Paul, really nice guy with 2 kids and a lovely wife named Kim. Things have been going great for him until Monday afternoon. That's when Paul's boss told him that due to restructuring, his job had been eliminated. Bad things happen to good people. But fortunately, that doesn't mean you have to settle for unreliable transportation, charge-offs, credit card debt, repossessions, collections, bankruptcy, or foreclosure. If you think you can't buy quality transportation, think again. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are 2 types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
This is the Storm Radio Network.
On the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Once again, here's the voice of the Storm, Skip Berry.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Old Chicago postgame show, where we move into now the Old Chicago coaches review following the loss here tonight for the Storm 6-2. We are joined by the assistant coach, Eric Fink, after this one. And, well, coach, it looked like for a second there in the third period it was going to be one of the best comebacks of the season for the Storm. Instead, that would not be the case, as the little bit of a late push there by Indiana, they would score three goals there in that final 5 minutes of action to pull away 6-2. But first two periods of the hockey game, let's reflect on that first, because that was really where you saw Indiana, how good they really are at this moment in time. And, well, when you have 10 returning players and one of the best scoring players in the league coming back as well, certainly has to help. But Indiana was very good. Their neutral zone, I felt, was exceptional tonight. The Storm could not get through that at all.
Yeah, you know what? They've got an effective effective first line, especially with Curley, Fallon, and Tarasov. You know, they're good players. They've been in the league before. But you know what? That's not an excuse. I mean, we knew that coming in, and every team has guys that are coming back, and, you know, we just need to be ready for it next time.
Looking at the game here tonight with the loss, a few positives, obviously, you can always pull out. Coming out of that third period, it looked like, you know, a 3-0 score. You had a power play. You get a 5-on-3. You score on it. Tim Bonner gets his first of the season, the first power play goal for the Storm as well. I guess, how nice is it to finally see the power play get a goal? Granted, you know, the Storm would end the night just 1-for-6, but I thought tonight the power play looked very sharp overall.
Well, in the third period especially, I don't know if we maybe had a little bit of chances in the first and second, but in the third period we really came out with a lot more fire, and that's, as much as that's a positive, that's a disappointment, you know, because we could have done that earlier, and we should have done that earlier, and mm-hmm. we've got to find a way to make that happen. But the third period we get it to 3-2, and we've got a couple scrums around the net, hit a post pretty hard there, comes behind the goalie afterwards. But you know what? You got to earn your own breaks, and we weren't able to do that for 40 minutes if we play like we did. This is going to be the result. You know, you can't play 20 minutes in this league and win games.
I guess a little bit of disappointment then overall for tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a 6-2 final. We're extremely disappointed.
Right.
And we go into
saying,
games looking to win, and then we don't come in looking to lose 6-2 at home.
But more or less disappointed in the sense of the start, I should say. I mean, were you a little disappointed with the fact that it just felt like Indiana, I mean, they're the team with the bus legs coming in virtually, I believe, this morning. They left last night from Indianapolis to get in here. But I guess, was that a little bit of a shocking point? I mean, I watched the warm-ups, and it looked like Indiana was tired. Boy, they deceived me pretty well.
Yeah, you know what? Warm-ups are just warm-ups. I mean, if games were won in warm-ups, you'd see the guys going a lot harder and a lot different. And you know what? It's bus legs, but those guys are sleeping on 22 beds in an unbelievable bus. So, I mean, they do that everywhere that they go, and they do that because they know that they can do it. You know, if they didn't and they were able to come off and they'd be sluggish, they'd come in the night before. So, you know what? It just comes down to us not being ready to go, and that's on us, and we've got to make sure that we do that better next time.
Again, he's assistant coach Eric Fink joining me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review as the Storm losing here tonight to the Indiana Ice. And, well, Indiana is a very good scoring team. We knew that coming into tonight. But defensively, it was kind of a question mark. How would the Storm respond against a very tough opponent in Indiana? And more particularly, Phoenix Copley. And I thought Phoenix tonight, yeah, I mean, the last 5 minutes there, I'm sure Phoenix would like to have that back a little bit. But for the most part, did very well in the first two periods and really gave the Storm a chance. A couple beautiful saves there. Overall, how do you assess the way he performed here tonight?
Well, you know what? Phoenix is now, he's played in every game that we've had here so far, and he's done a great job for us. The reality is we just haven't been able to put up the goals to support him. You know, it's a 3-2 game, and we get a little bit offensive. We try and take some chances. That leads to a goal, a breakaway, and we're not going to put anything out on Phoenix. I mean, he made great saves to keep us in that game early on when we weren't ready in front of him. And, you know, overall, I thought Phoenix played well.
Again, the assistant coach Eric Fink, as we look to tomorrow night's game then, and obviously it's a quick turnaround. You have to head on the bus in the morning, head up to Sioux City. In some ways, you never want to go in with a loss to any opponent, but at the same time, could this loss in some ways help your guys going into tomorrow's game against Sioux City, who obviously is riding a little bit of a high after getting a victory here on Thursday?
Well, you know what? We need to learn from what we did tonight. We need to come out with a lot more fire right from the start. We can't wait till the third period, and we can't wait for power plays. You know, we've got to try and create our own opportunities by getting the net hard. And the only way that this comes out as a positive is if we learn from it. I mean, we try and learn from wins. We try and learn from losses. And more often than not, it's a lot easier to lose or to gain something from a loss because guys see it that way, where we need to make improvements. And if you win and you're cheating the game a little bit, you know, it's tough for guys to realize that they need to make changes when they're winning. So we need to learn from this, and that's our intention.
Again, the assistant coach Eric Fink joining me here on the Old Chicago Coaches Review following tonight's loss to the Indiana Ice 6-2. The final. Coach, I appreciate your time. As always, best of luck in preparation for tomorrow night's game.
Thanks, Skip.
There you go. And in just a second, we'll be joined here by Tim Bonner. But before we do that, let's take a look at the Midway Auto Group scoreboard update. A confusion there in Chicago. It looks like that game is stuck in the first period. So hard to say what that score is at the moment. But last it was 1-0 Cedar Rapids over Chicago. Not sure what happened. There's probably some problems there with internet at the Edge in Bensenville, Illinois. Finals, though, from tonight, it was the Dubuque Fighting Saints winning by the final tonight of 5-1 over Team USA's U18 team. A final from Sioux Falls, 2-1, Sioux Falls beating Lincoln. And it was Omaha coming from behind, pushing it to overtime, and they would end up beating Fargo 3-2 the final in overtime on home ice. Waterloo dropping on home ice to Green Bay. Green Bay winning and beating Waterloo 6-3 tonight. And so, there you go. That's our last look at that Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free, think Midway, thinkmidway.com. We move to our final interview of the night with Tim Bonner. Tim tonight getting his first goal of the season, the first power play goal of the year as well for the Tri-City Storm. Tim, has to be a bit of a relief to finally get that goal first and foremost. I'm sure that's maybe something you enjoy, knowing that monkey's off the back finally.
Yeah, it felt really good to finally get a goal. Had a lot of chances in the first couple of games, and I finally put one in, even though it was one of those just bounce off the skid and get in the back of the net. But however it gets in, it's the goal counts, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Tonight, your team losing towards the end of the game. The first 20 minutes, not good. The second 20 minutes, not good as well. Really, the first 40 minutes was not a good start to the hockey game. As a player, what is your thoughts on the start to the game? What did you feel you didn't do well here tonight?
We just didn't have it for the first 40. We were just flat. We weren't moving our feet. We weren't playing the body, and that really cost us. We got down 3-0. We were in a deep hole coming to the third, and we played really hard to start the third period, and we got right back in the game and just let it go there at the end. But that was due to the first two periods, just bad play.
And overall, I guess, how do you guys make that correction going to tomorrow night's game?
We just got to come out harder. And I know we're going to. Coach kind of made it clear that we have to play hard tomorrow, and I'm sure we will.
Again, Tim Bonner, my guest here on the Old Chicago post-game show. And Tim, I guess you look at the fact that you guys have to make a quick turnaround. You head up on the road tomorrow to Sioux City, a team that's had the day off here, the night off, so to speak. And then, of course, they would have a win last night. But knowing that, knowing it's the second time around against Sioux City also this season, this is an opponent that, well, these two teams don't like each other. It was a little bit of a chippy affair the first game of the year here. I guess, is there a little bit of energy knowing, all right, a little embarrassment on your home ice, quick turnaround? I guess, is there a little bit of energy knowing that's behind you now in some ways?
Yeah, we want to put this game behind us and just get back out there and play our hardest tomorrow. And it's a team we've beat before, so you know we can beat them, and we're just going to go out there and give it our all, and hopefully we'll come home with a W.
Again, Tim Bonner. Tim, I guess one thing I wanted to ask you is the power play tonight seemed like it was clicking. Granted, it only scored once, but it felt like there was good chances. I felt maybe that this was the best we've seen the power play. Granted, 1-for-6 tonight, much better production overall. Your thoughts on the way the power play performed overall?
Yeah, I thought the power play was great. We worked really hard on it all week in practice, and it paid off. Hopefully the goals will start coming more and more, but overall we did really well today, I thought.
Tim, I know it's not exactly the time you would want to come up here after a loss. I appreciate your time. Best of luck in your preparation tomorrow. Maybe you put together a little bit of a goal streak as you're certainly capable of putting some pucks in the back of the net. Congratulations, though, on your first career USHL goal.
Thank you.
Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Skip.
There you go. Tim Bonner of the Tri-City Storm. As the Storm here tonight, losing by the final of 6-2. Tough one to lose, of course, on home ice. At the same time, though, you know, you had a feeling going into the day it was going to be a tough game no matter what, and this was going to be a challenge. Certainly the Storm would have liked to have had it the other way around. The way they played that first 10 minutes of the third period was really the Storm team, I think, fans would like to see on a more consistent basis, and a lot of that had to be spearheaded by the power play. We talked about that. Power play, offensive execution, those are two of the three keys tonight, as well as the penalty kill. And while the Storm didn't necessarily do too bad in those three keys, there's a lot of missing links into the hockey game here tonight. The Storm did not play that the way that we've seen the Storm play, especially here on home ice this season against opponents where they were shutting down teams offensively, but at the same time, the Indiana Ice are not the Chicago Steel, and they certainly aren't the Sioux City Musketeers. They're going to be one of the best teams in the USHL. They showed that here this evening. I want to thank a few people on the broadcast here tonight before we head out. I want to thank again the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Drew Shenick, before the game, as well as Jim Craig on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to appreciate, again, Doug Duda and Tony Davis from the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. Again, Seth Blank on Inside the Booth here on the second industry report, as well as Eric Fink, the assistant coach for the Storm, and, of course, Tim Bonner, who scored his first goal of the season. I want to thank them especially. I also want to thank, again, the staff over at KLIQ, engineering and producing tonight's broadcast. Stephanie Mueller helping us out once again, as well as Brad Beam. Appreciate them as always. Tomorrow night on Classic Hits 98.9 FM from Sioux City, where we'll be live at 6:45 p.m. for the Viero Wireless pregame show. Look forward to that. Of course, catch all the updates at stormhockey.com, where you can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/skipberryhockey. You can also get the latest updates. Also, a bit later tonight, check the Facebook. That's right, check the Facebook. Tonight's TCBY Player of the Period question will start to pop up here relatively soon. Be sure you know who the TCBY Player of the Period was, and you can win a gift card to TCBY, the country's best yogurt. That's coming up here in just a few. Want to thank everybody again for tuning into the broadcast here tonight. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. No, you are disappointed with the results, but tomorrow is another day, and hopefully the Storm can come out once again. So on behalf of everyone at Storm Hockey, this is Skip Berry saying good night and happy hockey, everyone.
You've been listening to the Storm Radio Network on the Breeze 94.5 FM.
This is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Shenick. The Storm Radio Network would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Viero Wireless, we are where you are. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. We don't sell volume, we sell quality. Midway Auto Group. Visit them online at thinkmidway.com. TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. For the athlete in all of us. Stadler Implant in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Coca-Cola, live positively. Applebee's, eating good in the neighborhood. The Dent Popper, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And Yellow Book and yellowbook360.com. For the latest news and information about the Storm, visit www.stormhockey.com. Again, this is Storm head coach and general manager Drew Shenick. Thank you for listening to the Storm Radio Network.
It's Halloween hockey
with the Tri-City Storm.
Friday, October 28th.
Watch the Storm
versus the Youngstown Phantom.
Kids in costume get in free
with a pay to know.
Plus one lucky fan will have a chance
to shoot for a car
from Midway Auto Group.
And that's not all.
There's also a free Rockin' Runza post-game skate.
It's all part of the scariest party in town.
Tri-City Storm hockey.
Storm versus Phantom.
Halloween hockey on Friday, October 28th.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Presented by Viero.
We all make bad choices in life. Eating Aunt Betty's latest meatloaf recipe, jumping a new bike over a flimsy plywood ramp, or picking up a hitchhiker in a bright orange jumpsuit. We can't help you with a lot of bad decisions, but Viero Wireless can help you make the smart choice in smartphones. Right now, buy one BlackBerry Curve or Motorola XT720 Android smartphone and get another of the same model free. But supplies are limited, so hitch a ride to Viero Wireless, where the smart choice is your choice. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks. Just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right. Get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island.